Tonight's game features...
Are you ready?
Michigan Center in Hanover Horton.
This evening's contest is brought to you in part by...
Aeroquip Credit Union. King's Equipment. Grimes Plumbing. Wolverine Steel Coating. Cali Express Mart. Wilby Transit Mix. Form Energy Drink. Jackson Public Schools. County National Bank. The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley. Farm Bureau. Jenkins Insurance Agency. Trips Collision Center. The Neighbors. Industrial Steel Treating. Clothing Carousel. Summit Orthodontics. And Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school football. Tonight's matchup pits the Hanover Horton Comets against the Michigan Center Cardinals in week three. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action tonight alongside the Mark W. Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us tonight as the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show starts now. Mark W. Daly, good evening, my friend.
It's a great night for football. You know, we've got a few clouds in the sky. Just enough to add a little flavor to our scenery here. It's a beautiful night. You look at the American flag over the crater here at Hanover Horton Schools. 0.0 wind tonight.
Yeah, there's nothing.
And it's got just a hint of crisp in the air. It's a beautiful night for football. It's youth night here at football, too. So we've got an impressive crowd with the band ready to take the field and the Hanover Horton football Comets ready to run through the paper sign.
And this is going to be a fun matchup tonight. We're going to preview everything about these two teams. Off to a pretty decent start in the early going of the season. The Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show continues next in 2 minutes here on K105.3.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy, littered with cracks and potholes? Spruce it up with Wolverine Steel Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Steel Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
Welcome back to the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show from the crater, the home of the Hanover Horton Comets. For tonight's match between Hanover Horton and Michigan Center, Connor Dockery with TMWD, the Mark W. Daly. Mark, this is these are two teams, in my opinion, that can probably be two of the best, at least two of the top three teams in the Cascades this year.
You know, it's early in the season, but with how Michigan Center has come out of the gates this year, and they're healthy, which is something yes. They haven't seen in the last two seasons. So they come out of the gates, they're healthy. We got to see a pretty potent Columbia Central team. These guys put a beating on them. And they also won their first game of the season. So we've got a Michigan Center team that's here at the Crater tonight to take on Hanover Horton that's so far 2-0 on the season. Hanover Horton 1-1 on the season, but they fell to a decent-sized Monroe team, and then they beat what we thought was a really good Napoleon team who could run the ball. So I feel like we're in for a treat here today. Very early in the season, one of these teams are going to stake their ground for supremacy in the Cascades.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and especially back to that Napoleon game. You know, they over last season, they look much improved.
Oh, yeah.
And based on my conversation earlier this week with Hanover Horton head coach David Messer, that team was a lot bigger than Hanover Horton. Mm-hmm. And we could see that definitely in their matchup against Columbia Central. That's a big team. That's a big line on both sides of the ball. And they were able to use their talent and their abilities and be able to overcome that. And that was an absolute battle of a game. So huge win for Hanover Horton. And it shows that, you know, hey, based on some of the senior talent that they lost from last year, notably the super soaper, Luke Soper, super athlete, incredible in pretty much every sport he plays, you know, where would this Hanover Horton team lie? And through the first two games, and we'll definitely see tonight, but I don't think they seem too far off from last year's team.
We had that Napoleon team that when we saw them, they could score at will.
Yes.
Whenever they wanted to score. Hanover Horton kept them to 8 points last week. What does that say about this team that's on the field here tonight? We'll find out. We're going to find out because Michigan Center, you know, we've got some transitional properties here between these two teams. So that gives us at least a little bit of a measuring stick of what we could see here tonight.
So Hanover Horton last year, one of their best in school history, if not the best regular season that we've seen, winning their first eight games of the season, started 8-0. They end up losing the Cascades championship to a very good Leslie team who's going to be up there this season
again. Yes, they are.
And we're actually going to see them in a couple weeks, as a matter of fact, next week as well against Grass Lake. And then they ended up falling to Union City in the playoffs, which, again, historically, not a lot of playoff appearances for this Hanover Horton team. So to be able to make a little bit of a push to get into the playoffs, definitely impressive.
Right.
An impressive campaign for Hanover Horton. So on the other side, Michigan Center, 2-0, healthy and rolling. They have blowout wins, combined score of 91-14 over Columbia Central and over Onsted. And Onsted, that's not – they don't come from a slouch conference.
No, they don't. LCAA typically is a pretty stout football conference because you're playing teams like Clinton. You're playing teams like Hudson, where Coach David Messer came from. He wanted to bring that Hudson mentality here to Hanover Horton, and he's done that to an extent. And, I mean, there's other teams in the LCAA that are pretty stout football programs. So, yeah, that's – I mean, every team goes up and down. Where is Onsted actually right now? I don't know. But if you're going into an LCAA, if you're taking on an LCAA school and you're beating them at their own game, something's going right for you.
And last year, we mentioned a season a little bit rocked by injuries for this Michigan Center team. They lost a lot of key players throughout the season. And even a couple close losses, they still finished 4-5. You think if some of those close losses go the other way, that could have been a much better season, even in spite of those injuries. But a big plus to them this year, in addition to being healthy, they bring back a ton of players as well. So that extra experience definitely lends to their advantage.
Absolutely. And it feels like they're pretty deep. It feels like they lean on their JV squad every once in a while to bring in some fresh bodies and swap them back out. So it feels like they're bringing almost a different package every once in a while.
Absolutely. So, my goodness. We're going to be hearing that through the game.
Nothing says celestial body comets like an air horn.
Yes. So we're going to be hearing that every time Hanover Horton gets a touchdown tonight. By the way, legit air horn. That was not the case last year. Is
no.
The case this year,
they got an air compressor on this thing and everything. I mean, it's,
as a matter of fact, an air compressor in the spot that we were set up last year.
And if you notice, the air compressor says 80% quieter.
Number six.
Wow. I don't know if I believe that.
Number 14.
Anyways.
Jay Fielder.
And their losses last year were to good Cascades competition as well. Very close loss to Hanover Horton last year. 21-20 only. Leslie, Napoleon, and Manchester, as well as another loaded Lumen Christie team, of course.
Yeah.
Not a lot of teams can say that they beat that team last year. So that was one of Michigan Center's losses. Their wins, they had a pair of wins against struggling Homer and East Jackson schools, but also a pair of good wins against Jonesville and Grass Lake.
Yeah, and, you know, those are all good measuring sticks, too. I'm sorry, you distracted me with the dope.
Sorry. So I had to bring a daily ringer in.
Somebody used to do that all the time. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it was what it was last year. Their record would have looked much differently if they didn't have a lot of people sitting the sideline due to injury. So,
yeah,
they're healthy. They've shown that they've got some metal this year, and we'll see what the Cardinals bring here at the Crater.
Also worth bringing up, Michigan Center looking to make it back in the playoffs this year. They didn't make it last year, but in Division 5 this year, they got bumped up. They were Division 6 the last couple years. They're a Division 5 school this year, so we'll see how that adds a wrinkle in their playoff chances this year. We're going to step aside. The national anthem about to play. We're back in 3 minutes. Kickoff is next here on K105.3.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy. All are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
WKHM FM, WKHM FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
The Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show comes to an end, and now we are underway as the kickoff goes right to Michigan Center against Hanover Horton to get this game underway as The ball carrier brought down just shy of the 35 as this one now underway for week three of the high school football season.
J.J. Russ dragging down the return man, which really had a hard time kind of picking that one up off the turf, able to lay a lick on him. And I'd have to say it's decent field possession.
Yeah, not bad. It was a little bit of a squibber, not necessarily an onside kick that we saw from Napoleon, of course, a couple weeks ago, but definitely not a long kick. But Michigan Center starting this one off at the 34-yard line towards the left hash mark, wearing their road white uniforms, red numbers, red pants, white helmets, nice little red stripe with the cardinal on the side as Hayden Hinkle, the senior under center, two back with him, two receivers to the left, one to the right, gets the snap, quick pitch out to the right, and a stumble and down. Braylon Brown couldn't find his footing, a little bit of a bald spot on the grass, and he kind of slipped and just couldn't take off.
I always like to try to find the defensive player that takes down the runner, and that time it was the 30-yard line.
Special ball carrier.
Yes. So
it was right at the 30-yard line.
Number five, Braylon Brown.
So that's a loss of 4 yards back to the 30. It's second down and 14 for Michigan Center. Three receivers right, one to the left. Hinkle under center. Takes the snap, peels out of the pocket to the far side, whips it right along the sideline, and gets it in for the first down. Nice catch by Brennan Forward.
He wasn't tremendously open, but just saw the soft spot and able to settle in that defense. Oh, man, and he just slung a rocket right to him. He had the first down before anybody laid a hand on him.
Hinkle's pass completed.
That's
for it. First down.
20-yard gain for the Comets.
Brady.
And they're now right at the midfield 50-yard line. 1 minute and counting into this first quarter. No score yet. Michigan Center the ball. Takes the snap. Quick fire pass on the left, and that's going to be incomplete. Just trying to take the snap and throw, and Braylon Brown couldn't handle it.
It was just right out in front of him. Went right off his fingertips. I'm not sure how successful that play would have been anyway, because number nine, Austin Hochter, was right there to let a lick on him if that pass was complete.
By the way, a name we're going to hear a lot tonight.
I'm sure.
Especially on the offensive side of the ball. Clock is stopped at 10:57. Second and 10 from the 50. One receiver far to either side. Hinkle in the gun. One back behind him. Takes the snap. Quick handoff. Faked. He's going to take it himself onto the near side. Sweeping. Stiff arm. Brought down at around the 45.
He picked up about 5 yards, but Hochter right there again to make the stop. Tracked him down from behind and pulled him down. They're calling that about 4 yards there. So they're setting up at the 46.
So this is the first third down of the drive for Michigan Center, trying to keep it going. Couple nice plays so far. 10:25 and counting in this first quarter. Michigan Center looking at a third and six from the Hanover 46-yard line, left hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial.
I know it's early, but it's been a nice mix of offense so far for the Cardinals.
Hinkle, the snap, peels out to the far side, throw on the sideline, another catch by Forward, and he's shoved out of bounds for another first down.
That was number nine again. Yeah, well, you said we're going to say his name a lot on offense. We're saying it a lot on defense so far. Knocked him out of bounds.
First down.
But what is concerning if you're on the Hanover Horton side of the field? It's how easy on these pass plays they're able to find the chinks in the armor on the defense, settle in, and basically have a 5 to 8 yard cushion when the pass is complete.
That's two first downs now for the Cardinals, one of one on third down, first and 10 from the 39-yard line, 10:05 and counting in the first quarter. Hinkle the snap, handoff. Up the middle, that's going to be in for the first down, and then some. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Cardinals. Yeah. Nice run on the right by Davion King for a quick score.
King was able to get around the edge, and he used his speed and a stiff arm to get himself the rest of the way.
A 39-yard touchdown run brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Quick 6-0 lead for Michigan Center. Going for the extra point here. We'll see. Looks like they're going for two.
You see that a lot at the high school level. A lot of two-point conversions. Just don't see a lot of kids with legs.
Yeah, I was going to say it just depends on if a team has a kid with a leg, but if they don't, you know, why not go for two each time? Three receivers to the right, one to the left, one back there with Hinkle. In the gun, takes the snap, looking for the pass, looking on the right, brings it on the ground himself, dodges one tackle, dodges two, dives forward. Does he break the plane? He does. Two-point conversion, 8-0 Michigan Center.
That was a drop back to a pass. It wasn't so much of a delayed run. He was actually looking for someone to connect to. Hanover Horton had it well covered, but he saw a hole up the middle. King was able to block for him, and he was able to kind of weave his way just those couple yards. He ran about 15 yards in that to get those 2 yards and to get the two-point conversion.
So a great drive there for Michigan Center as six plays, able to go 66 yards down the field, resulting in a 39-yard touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for Davion King, the senior. And a two-point conversion, of course, there by Hayden Hinkle, the senior quarterback. 8-0 Michigan Center, 9:58 to go in the first quarter. We'd like to thank King's Equipment, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, and Wolverine Seal Coating for supporting us in tonight's broadcast. So Michigan Center set to kick this one away as Hanover Horton looks to get on the scoreboard themselves in their first drive of the night. They'll be going from left to right on your radio dial wearing their all-red uniforms, head-to-toe, helmet, jersey, pants, socks with white numbers. Kickoff on the way, fielded at around the 16-yard line, cutting off right up the field. Austin Hochter, several Cardinals required to bring him down, and it'll be around the 31-yard line.
I don't know if you saw that, but Hochter just lowered his shoulder and knocked Braylon Villarreal back about 3 yards. And Hochter had somebody wrapped around his ankles at that point, too.
First and 10.
So 31-yard line, that's the official start point for the Hanover Horton Comets on the left hash mark, as we'll see what they have against the stout Michigan Center defense. Again, held a tough Napoleon team to just 8 points last week. One receiver short to the left side, none far to the right. Quick snap, going to get the handoff up the middle and going to be brought down. Probably no gain right there. Just a short carry for Colin Griffiths.
Landon Hurd, one of the bigger bodies out on that field tonight. Landon Hurd able to push his way through the line and get that stop.
So no yards on the play, but now the ball in between the two hash marks. Second down and 10 from the 31. Clock rolling again, 9:20 and counting in this first quarter. 8-0 for Michigan Center over Hanover Horton.
All right, taking time getting this play in. Ref has his arm up.
Under center.
Better be quick.
Devin Bevier gets a quick handoff on the far side, sweeping to the sideline, trying to get a stiff arm, able to get another yard or two out of it. J.J. Russ on the carry.
Brennan forward, able to wrap him up. He wasn't able to get enough speed to get around the edge, so Ford was able to wrap him up and bring him down. And forward was really the last line of defense on that one. If he makes the corner, dude's gone.
Third and 7, only got 3 yards on the play. J.J. Russ, his first carry there. And Hanover Horton trying to keep this drive going.
Boy, it feels like it's a slower pace than what we're used to for Hanover Horton,
especially
isn't it?
From last year's team.
Yeah, we got to see him a lot last year.
Hanover Horton's crowd, packed house, by the way, especially the student section trying to make a lot of noise. Good amount of center fans making the trip out on the far side. Gets a handoff up the middle and going to be stopped after maybe 3 or 4 yards, and it's fourth down for Hanover Horton.
That was really just a whole flock of Cardinals in there on the stop. Almost seemed like it was there was a miscue on the play. He really had to reach out to make that handoff.
By the middle of the line.
Only got 2 yards there. That was A.J. Fielder, the senior, on the carry, and it's going to be fourth down and 5.
Oh, they got a nice little classic college setup for the punt.
Yeah. Trying to keep Michigan Center guessing, and they will punt this one away. A booming punt that'll be around the 25-yard line. Quick body, that one missed. Making his way up the field, Trayvar Collins able to dodge a couple tackles. Still not brought down, but now finally at around the 37.
Couple comments right there to bring him down, including number zero, Adam Lay.
Number 52, Weston Dick.
Well, Weston Dick also in on the stop, too. There was two of them there, I promise you.
Hey, I mean, and there was a couple attempts made as well that did not come to pass.
You know, we're right here underneath this PV, so there's going to be some information we miss. We'll be able to get the audio for you live from the crater.
There you go. 7:29 to go in the first quarter. Michigan Center ball leading 8-0 over Hanover Horton, taking over at their own 36-yard line. Hinkle the snap, fakes the handoff, throw on the far side, caught by forward. He jumps, dodges some tackles, in for the first down, and down at around the 45 of Hanover Horton's side of the field.
Again, able to make the find that open spot right there in the defense. It was number 14, A.J. Fielder, making the stop, but chains move, and they get another first down.
It's going to be 16 yards on the play. Michigan Center, especially with those passes, 3 of 4 in the air for Hayden Hinkle. Able to really execute so far with these nice, crisp deliveries. And another first down, third so far for Michigan Center. First and 10 from the 48, right hash mark on Hanover Horton's side, 7:22. Clock is stopped in this first quarter, and we're going to have a timeout called on the field. We will step aside as well. 8-0 Michigan Center. Back in 60 seconds, you've got high school football on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
First down out of the timeout. Davion King with a nice carry for Michigan Center for another first down. 8-0 lead for Michigan Center, and now down at around the 32-yard line.
Colin Griffiths was there. So was Adam Lay, number zero, and 14 Fielder, all there to make the stop. But what I was impressed with, how patient he was following his blockers and then just chopping his feet. He ran through like five blocks. Or five tackles before he was eventually brought down by three Comets.
King with 56 yards and two carries with a touchdown. We got another pass nearly intercepted. Austin Hochter all over that one up the middle on the pass, but just couldn't hang on. So nearly a center turnover, but they're thanking their lucky stars. It's second down.
So all of their passes up to that point have been, like, along the sideline. That was the first time he tried to pass it back into the middle. He was on a bootleg out to the right and really threw across his body. Usually that's a pretty dangerous pass.
Yeah, a lot of coverage right there. And, again, Hochter all over that but just couldn't haul it in. So second down and 10 for Michigan Center. From the Hanover 31-yard line left hash mark. Clock stopped at 6:55. Hinkle in the gun. Two receivers to either side. One back with him. Takes the snap. Handoff up the middle. Going to slice through to the left-hand side. And brought down at around the 27. That was the senior, Braylon Brown, on the carry.
Looked like it was Reed Matthews, number 55, who was on the stop. And he actually went for a little ride. His feet were dragging on the ground for about 3 yards before he eventually came down.
Brought down by the Comets, number 56.
So that's going to be a gain of 4.
I don't have a 56 on my pocket roster.
And number zero, Adam Lay.
For Hanover Horton, if mine is correct, that will be the senior Levi Teachout.
All right.
It'll be third down and six for Michigan Center. They're one of one on their only other third down conversion. One receiver far to either side, man in motion. Fake handoff, Hinkle sweeping on the far side, fakes the pitch out, and he's going to run up the middle, in for the first down, and then some. The 10, the 5, breaks through at the goal line. Touchdown, Cardinals.
He faked that. Everybody, even in the stands, people are like, ooh, because it was going that way. And the defender bit, took that step towards the outside. Hinkle cut it in and then just weaved his way back into the end zone.
Just a brilliant play, that fake pitch out.
Boy, oh, yeah.
Hanover Horton was expecting that, but he was able to take advantage of that slight hesitation. 14-0 on that Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown, and this time Michigan Center going for the extra point. The one-point kick as opposed to the two-point conversion from earlier. Kick is up, and kick splits the uprights. 15-0 Michigan Center. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You've got high school football on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away. At 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
5:59 to go in quarter number one. Michigan Center leads Hanover Horton 15-0. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly from the Crater, the home of the Hanover Horton Comets.
And
Michigan Center, both sides of the ball. It is early. We're only halfway through this first quarter, but the early returns, Michigan Center is looking good in this one.
It just feels like if they want to run it, they can run it. If they want to throw it, they can throw it. I mean, it's not 100% each time, but they've shown that they've had some success, and they're a pretty well-balanced offense so far.
And defensively, they held Hanover Horton to a three and out on just their first drive. So Hanover Horton, this is their second drive of the game set to receive this kickoff. They got to try to make something happen here. As Jordan Withers, the senior, set to kick this one away. This one straight line, fielded at around the 17-yard line, picked up by J.J. Russ, sweeping up to the far sideline, able to dodge a tackle. Midfield, 40, 45, 50, finally brought down. Great kick return.
That was a lick that was put on. Well, I say it was number four, Thomas Salmon, able to just lower the shoulder and get enough of a hit on him to get him out of bounds. And again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but he was the last one there. If he doesn't make that stop, that's a score for the Comets.
They're going to say he was out at about the 45-yard line, left hash mark. So Hanover Horton in the midfield to start their second drive. Junior Devin Bevier under center. One receiver short to the left. Man in motion. Quick handoff up the middle, trying to break through. Couple bodies there, and able to get some good ground and forced with the whole team into a first down. What a play there. Ledger Inman, the carrier.
Last time I saw something like that, David Montgomery was carrying the ball for the Football Lions, and you just had the whole line moving them, and that's exactly what happened. Basically, for 8 yards, the line moved the pile to get that first down.
Yeah, he got met early, and it looked like it was only going to be maybe 3-4 yards,
right,
but the whole team just willing him forward for a total of 11 yards. First down for Hanover Horton, trailing 15-0, 5:25 to go in the first quarter. First and 10 from the 44, left hash mark. Takes the snap, and the play will be whistled dead. Penalty marker on the far side.
So that's going to be in the area of either a false start or offsides.
Looked like a false start to me. We'll see the official.
Yeah, they're walking it back.
Yep.
Hanover Horton knows that they're walking back.
Oh!
How about that?
Wow. Oh, you called that one, actually. We were... I was kind of expecting a false start, but and even the official, he was kind of ready to walk back towards Hanover Horton's direction, and then he actually had to turn around and go center's direction.
Everybody thought it was going to be a Comet penalty there, but hey, they got a free five.
That moves Hanover Horton up to the Michigan Center 39-yard line, first down and five on the left hash mark. So Hanover Horton just one play in to this drive, but now in a good spot. We'll see how far they can push this as they try to eat into this two-score deficit. Bevier under center, gets the handoff to the near side. This is Colin Griffiths, and he's going to be snagged early behind the line of scrimmage for a loss.
That was Brennan forward again, getting through the line, getting a lick on it behind the line of scrimmage to knock him down.
This guy is just good at sneaking through. Keep in mind, this is a hockey guy as well. He plays with Jackson United in the winter.
Oh, wow. All right. That's right. You called a couple of those games last year, didn't you? Yeah.
And he's not too shabby, if I might say so myself. So that's a loss of 2 yards. Make it three. Second down and eight from the 42-yard line. Right hash mark on Michigan center side. 440 and counting in this first quarter of play. Two receivers left, none to the right. Bevier under center, takes a snap, quick handoff up the middle, and he runs into a wall and is brought down. That's Ledger Inman, the carry.
You know, when Messer puts together his offense, you know, they're coming out of the pistol.
Ball carrier number 24, Ledger Inman.
You know, Hudson runs that wing T, real similar to what Napoleon runs. And there's a lot of misdirection, a lot of confusion as to which way it's going to go. Well, he's just got two backs who are kind of lining up in the I formation along with his quarterback who can run. We're seeing a real similar thing here. We're seeing a lot of misdirections, and you can't really tell sometimes which way the ball's going.
Third down and six from the 40, 3:53 and counting. Quick handoff to the far side for Austin Hochter, and he's just only going to get maybe 2 or 3 yards on that, and it's fourth down. And that was Austin Hochter's first carry.
77. Yeah, heard another. He's getting up slow, but he laid another lick, able to get that stuff. I have to imagine at this point in the field, you're kind of in that no man's land area. You don't have somebody who can really kick it. So you kind of just go for it at this point is kind of what I kind of feel like that's what's going to happen here.
It's fourth and two.
That's a long three. That's a long
fourth
three.
Fourth and three, fourth and four. Make it fourth and four. Here we go. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff right, goes to the left. Austin Hochter on the far side. He's going to be snagged behind the line of scrimmage, and that is a turnover on downs.
See, the Cardinals, they weren't fooled. I was watching number six running this way. But the rest of the offense was running that way, and they just boxed him in behind the line of scrimmage, gave him nowhere. They couldn't bring him down, but they just didn't give him anywhere to run.
Michigan Center's run defense has been great in this one so far.
42-yard line.
Just the one first down that Hanover Horton got on that last drive, and they got a little bit of a boost for the penalty, but just couldn't get anywhere from there, even on the first and five. So the drive ends, and Michigan Center takes over at their own 42-yard line on the right hash mark. 15-0 Cardinals, 2:55 to go in the first quarter here from Hanover. Three receivers left, one to the right. Hinkle, one back with him. Takes a couple steps forward. Gets the snap, surveying downfield. Peels out of the pocket. He's going to bring it on the field himself and up the field for the first down. Takes a big hit, but he's still going, and he's going to be forced out at around the 43.
He took a big hit. He also delivered a pretty big hit. And what I like is he just kept his feet chopping. He just kept his feet chopping, and you needed at least three more comments over there to bring him down after he got the first down.
That's going to be a gain of 14 on the play. He's now got 45 yards on three carries and a touchdown.
That's the second time when it was a designed pass play. He couldn't find his guy and just decided to run. These aren't designed run plays. He's scrambling after he doesn't have what he needs.
And it's like, hey, you're going to take this away? I'll just take this. And he's taking advantage. First and 10 from the 44. takes the snap, pitch out to the near side, running, cutting to the near sideline, and able to take a big hit. Still on his feet a little bit, but down. That was Braylon Brown at around the 38, dropped down.
Number five, Colin Griffiths, and number two, Blake Cogan, were there on the stop. But they got a good chunk. If you're picking up 6 yards on first down, you're doing something right. What I really liked is how their offense set up the blocks for the designed pitch run this way. They curled around, got on this side of the defense, and just they really followed their marks and did what they were supposed to do. Great blocking on this side for the Cardinals.
2 minutes and counting in the first, 15-0 Michigan Center. Second and four, takes a deep shot on the far sideline, just out of the reach of Brennan Forward. And then a penalty marker afterwards, potential pass interference right there on Brady Pond, but we're going to see.
Well, the Comet fan base here is voicing this their concern with that flag, but there was contact made, disrupted the route, and really prevented him from getting to where the ball was going to be. That's a good call on pass interference.
Yeah, and as a result, that outpaced him by a good 3 feet, so that's a big penalty for Hanover Horton, and Michigan Center is just going to take advantage of the yardage right there. As this is going to be down now at the 23.
Moving the sticks. 15-yard
penalty.
Brings up first and 10.
So first and 10 from the 23. Right there at the same time as the PA announcer here.
Yeah.
Clock stopped at 1:54. It's 15-0 Michigan Center.
We could put a headset on the PV. Let him help us.
Might as well. Two receivers to either side. Hinkle the handoff up the middle. And King this time is met early. Down for a loss. Great read by the Comets.
Yeah, there was five and there was nine right there for the stop. That's Colin Griffiths and, of course, Austin Hochter making the stop for the Comets.
Damian Kling brought down by the Comets, number 55.
Down for a loss
Reed
of two.
Matthew.
That's
well, apparently Matthews was there on the stop also.
Number zero, Adam Lay.
Well.
Second down and 12 coming up from the Hanover Horton 25-yard line. 1:20 and counting in this first quarter. Michigan Center, if they act quick, maybe they can push it to a three-score lead in this first. We'll see. Trying to keep this momentum going. We got a fake pitch out by Hinkle on this long second down. Throw up the middle. That one's caught in for the first down and within the 6-yard line.
He was looking for King over on the far side. That wasn't there. That was covered. So he went to his check down, which everybody forgot about. Again, 5-8 yards, not a red jersey around him. Able to connect to him. And here they are, sitting at first and goal.
And from the 7-yard line on the right hash mark, 60 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Michigan Center trying to make it a early 3-score advantage over Hanover Horton here in week 3, trying to stay perfect in the early going on the season, starting 2-0. Michigan Center taking their time in this huddle.
Oh, they're going to have to get it off. They don't have that much time.
One receiver to either side, two back with Hinkle. Pitch out to the near side for Braylon Brown. He's going to cut in and into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Again, these Cardinals getting off the line, getting downfield. These linemen showing some speed to set up the blocking downfield.
Just great, I mean, range. They can be on one side of the field, on one sideline. They could go to the other sideline. It feels like they just have great spacing any direction that they go. They're really spacing out Hanover Horton and finding these pockets that they can expose and get through for these big gains and these big scores now. 21-0 following that Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. Extra point kick by Jordan Withers on its way and through. No, that's too wide to the left, so misses this one.
No good.
But it's still a 3-touchdown lead, 21-0. 31 and a half seconds left in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on K105.3.
ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
Michigan center on top, 21-0 over Hanover Horton, 31.5 seconds ago in the first quarter. Big game on our sister station, WKHM Jackson's Newstalk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, 14-7. Grand Rapids Catholic Central over Lumen Christi, and that's a matchup between the number one ranked teams in Division 5 and Division 6.
But it was 14-0, so Lumen starting to mount a little bit of a comeback over there. But, man, we've got a dandy here. This Michigan Center offense is fun to watch.
This is a fun team overall, even what they've been able to do on the defensive side of the ball. This was an A++ start for Michigan Center. The only thing preventing them from getting an A++++ was that near interception that they nearly had a turnover. But otherwise, almost a flawless first quarter for Michigan Center as this one's kicked away. Fielded at around the 20-yard line and brought up to around the 30 for Hanover Horton to start their third drive.
I want to say number 21, Braylon Villarreal getting the stop there for the Cardinals, but good coverage on that too. I mean, again, it was somewhere between a normal kick and a squibber. Wasn't really high where you get a lot of distance. It was still relatively low, kind of a line drive. So it's in a spot where you think you'd get pretty decent field position, but able to get up the field to get that stop at the 31.
So Hanover Horton first down and 10 from the 31. Quick snap, handoff up the middle, met immediately. I don't think he even got a yard, maybe got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that play's not working. They've tried it up the gut a couple times, and the one time it worked is when the two piles moved 10 yards. Other than that, Center's had an answer for that up the run.
So that'll just tick down to zero on the clock. End of the first quarter. Michigan Center, what a start over Hanover Horton, leading 21-0. We're going to step aside back in 60 seconds. Quarter number two is next. This is high school football on K105.3.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
21-0, Michigan Center over Hanover Horton. Start of quarter number two, Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly here from the home of the Hanover Horton Comets here on K105.3. Got another Cascade score update, 7-0 Columbia over Grass Lake. Pair of teams looking for their first win. As Hanover Horton, second down and 10, handoff to Austin Hochter. He is snagged behind the line of scrimmage by Brennan Forward.
Forward able to get through and get the stop on that one. It looked like Hochter was about ready to run away with it, but Forward able to get in there and get enough of his ankle to trip him up.
And we'll see. They did have the penalty marker on the play after, so the officials are still debating this one. In the middle of the field, that kind of little bald spot there that Colin Griffiths make it Braylon Brown stumbled on earlier in the game on the first drive. Hanover Horton now going from right to left on your radio dial as we got a personal foul on Michigan center.
Interesting.
Looked after the play, I believe. And this is going to be walked off.
For a Comets first down.
You know, you got some momentum going. You're up on your opponent 21-0.
46-yard line.
Especially with a penalty like that. It's just kind of uncalled for, and you're almost giving him a bingo free space here, getting him up to midfield.
Yeah, that's up 17 yards. 46-yard line, first and 10 for Hanover on the right hash mark. 10 seconds into this second quarter. One receiver left, none to the right. Bevier under center, gets out of the pocket, throw off to the left. That one's caught on his first pass attempt, and out of bounds is J.J. Russ near the first down.
Number eight, Darius Odundum, able to get over here and make the stop. Apparently we've got two different rosters between me and their PA. But able to make the stop, get him out of bounds. But Michigan center was bringing a heat on that one. They had seven guys in the box on that one and just opened it up just a little bit for them to get that pass off.
Quick handoff up the middle, trying to sneak in for the first down. I don't know if he had enough under that. We'll see where they spot it. That was Ledger Inman on the carry.
Comets ball carrier number 24.
Just short, looks like.
Yeah.
Brought down by the Cardinals.
Third and inches. It's a very short yard. About the 45-yard line, they'll call it.
Third and inches.
You know, this is the kind of play where everybody's looking for you. You know, you just need the less than a yard. So this is the kind of play where they expect it just to be a quick run right up the gut or maybe, you know, off a tackle or something. I wouldn't be surprised if Hanover Horton mixes up the playbook a little bit. If you see it go around the outside or maybe one of those quick passes.
You think they maybe look in the air more as if that last play with that pass because the run game has not really had a lot of successes. We got a timeout on the field. We're going to keep it right here. Clock stopped at 10:53. Hanover Horton with that play clock winding down, they need a little bit more time to think things over.
It did take a while to get that play in, but I almost wonder if once they lined up, he just didn't like what they saw and decided to talk it over a little bit.
So 21-0. Hanover Horton trailing Michigan center here, looking at a third and inches at around the 45-yard line. Goal is the 44-yard line. But, yeah, that's literally maybe 6 inches that they got to go.
Right.
The way that Michigan center's been packing a box today, it's going to be a tough play to go right up the middle.
That's what I'm saying, a little unconventional. Do we have a little fog coming in? Somebody doing a barbecue?
Yeah. Maybe
that happened last time we were here, too.
Maybe somebody left the smoke machine on. Here we go. Ready to go out of the timeout. 30 inches. And here's the tush push. And they make it through with Devin Bevier for the first down.
I still feel like Philadelphia missed it when they should have called it the brotherly shove.
Missed opportunity.
Make it their own instead of the tush push that anybody can use. They missed a branding opportunity there.
Well, and Bevier was kind of late on the actual push, and I think he made it anyways, even without that little extra help. But
yeah,
should be first down and 10 from the 40. The official's talking something over here.
Yeah, I don't know. You had a coach on the...
I didn't see any penalties.
They blew the whistle. They had a little conversation at the 40, and... Well, everybody's flag stayed in their pockets.
That we saw, at least. All right, here we go. First and 10 from the 40. Hanover Horton trailing 21-0 to Michigan Center. Takes the snap, handoff on the right side, cuts up the middle, and brought down for maybe 3 or 4 yards, Ledger Inman.
Number 24, Ledger Inman.
Number 55, Chris Fox. On the stop. I had to hesitate. I want to make sure I was right.
Second and seven.
And you were.
Wow.
You were
confirmed. How about that?
3 yards, just a net of 7 yards on 4 carries for Inman. 10-17 and counting in this second quarter. Looking at a second down and 7.
They're using up some clock on offense, aren't they? They haven't had it long, but when they do, they make it tick off.
Ooh, that receiver on the far side initially looked like they were too far ahead. Had to backtrack a little bit. Fake handoff left, goes to the right. Able to cut in through for a big first down and then some. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Comets, Colin Griffiths.
You had three different guys going in three different directions in the backfield. Not really sure which way that ball was going to pop out. And by the time Michigan center defense figured it out, he already had three blockers in front of him and was heading towards the end zone.
Wow, what a run on the far side. Finally, Hanover Horton able to slip through for a big gain and able to work to their advantage for the score. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown for 37 yards. Colin Griffiths, the junior, and Hanover Horton going for two.
I wonder if that horn goes off on a two-point conversion, too.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll find out here. Throw off to the right after peeling out of the pocket and into the end zone. A nice pass for Devin Bevere. That answers that question.
Yeah, it's
And that was a nice catch by A.J. Fielder.
Dude, that's loud.
That is very loud.
21-8
is the score. Hanover Horton gets on the board. 9:52 to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
21-8. Hanover Horton gets on the board with a 37-yard touchdown from Colin Griffiths and a two-point conversion from Devin Bevere to A.J. Fielder. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown there. And Hanover Horton able to finally get that big play, but can they get that big stop? 3 of 3 on drives for Michigan Center for scores. They get the ball at around the 30, cutting off to the far side and brought down at around the 38. Devin Spencer, so the ball carrier, and able to be getting a couple extra yards there at around the 45.
Down by a galaxy of comments.
You know, it's here. I know it's here. It shouldn't have been a surprise. But when the comments score, that scared the heck out of me.
Yeah, you kind of just looked at me like with these wide eyes like, whoa.
That was, it's right here. I know it's here. It made pregame show material.
So the 43-yard line for Michigan Center, that's where they start. First and 10, two receivers either side. Hinkle gets the snap, throw to the near side, and that's well short. Just couldn't make the connection with forward.
Hochter lost his footing over there at the 50-yard line. So you had young number one, Brennan Forward, all by himself. A missed opportunity there for the Cardinals.
Second and 10 from the 43-yard line. Clock stopped at 9:39 with Michigan Center up two scores, 13 points. Two receivers either side. Hinkle, one back with him, takes the snap, looks in the air, pump fake, throw up the middle. Intercepted! That's Colin Griffiths making plays on both sides and brought down at around the 43.
That return could have been much longer, but he lost his footing right there at the 40 also. Just enough time for number one, Brennan Ford, to come in and make the stop.
Big turnover, and now we just talked about getting the big plays on offense. Can they get a big play on defense? Emphatic yes. Colin Griffiths is answering the bell for Hanover Horton, and they have a chance to cut this lead down to one score if they can have a good drive here.
Well, they were able to almost get their hands on one a little earlier. This could be just a case of making the proper adjustments as you roll through the game, and now you're playing a little catch-up.
First and 10 from the 44-yard line on Hanover Horton's side. Left hash mark, trailing 21-8. Quick fake handoff off to the right now. Austin Hochter able to get a big drive. 45-40, 35-30, still stumbling down and around the 25.
That was probably the most unique tackle you're ever going to see. Brennan Forward, really, who lost position on him, And just before Hochter was able to get away from him, was able to kind of get a hand on the back and a shove, and it was enough to give Hochter too much forward momentum, and his feet just kind of came out from underneath him, and he fell.
30-yard gain for Austin Hochter, the sophomore. And we saw this kid make plays last year as a freshman. And he's starting to heat up here in the second quarter, 9:05 and counting in the first half. First and 10 from the Michigan Center, 26. Quick handoff up the middle, going to be stopped for a short gain.
Yeah, you got to keep going up the gut every once in a while to keep them honest. But when you've got big, oh, man, Center's just got a big D-line. They're so big. You're going up the gut. You're not going to be getting much there. It's just enough to keep them honest.
Just 2 yards up the middle for Ledger Inman. He's up to 9 yards on five carries. 8:35 and counting in the first quarter, 21-8. Hanover Horton trailing to Michigan Center. But
yeah, you notice they're never going over left tackle.
No.
Right? They have not once this game. So they're moving 77 around a little bit.
Second down and 8 after that gain. Going to be a quick handoff now on the left and pulled backwards. Bryce Griffiths, the freshman on the ball carry.
That was number one. Brennan Forward again on the stop. There's a couple other Cardinals there. Or maybe it was Miles Stewart. It looked like a number one to me.
So just a short gain. Just one of three on third down for this Hanover Horton team. 22-yard line. Yeah, just another 2 yards on the play. Third and 6. Hanover Horton trying to get into the red zone. Under center, Bevere faked the handoff to the right. Oh, he did make the handoff to Hochter and down for a loss of yardage, and it's fourth down.
That was Peyton Paquin who was able to get in there. Just disrupted enough for Hochter to lose his footing. Brings up a fourth and I don't want to say forever, but it's definitely fourth and long.
Not quite forever. I would say if that Michigan Center Grass Lake game that we did, how many third or fourth downs that we see that were 30, 40 yards plus?
Oh, yeah.
And they still found a way to convert those. Fourth and 8, peeling out of the pocket. Bevere got two Cardinals chasing him and sacked at the 35. Turnover on downs. What a stop by both Jack Layer and Mason Bradley.
Yeah, Layer the first one back there to get him wrapped up and really disrupt that play. Nowhere to go. He was looking for someone. They do a little bootleg, try to create some space, buy some time, give him a little extra protection, but he was just outrun and brought down. And after that turnover, when you felt like Hanover Horton had a little momentum going, Center just decided to shut that down.
Now, looking at a first and 10 for Michigan Center, their own 35-yard line. 6:52, clock is stopped, leading Hanover Horton 21-8. Trying to get that touchdown back their last drive. Not too long, it ended off just two plays, an interception for Colin Griffiths. They scored on each of their first three drives. Now drive number 5, and we got a whistle blown just before the play, and they do call the timeout.
Troy Allen called the timeout over there.
We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school football on K105.3.
Attention students and parents. Thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
We would like to thank Kelly Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, and County National Bank for their support in tonight's coverage of high school football as Michigan Center leading 21-8 over Hanover Horton inside 7 minutes to go in the first half, ready to start their fifth drive of the evening. First and 10 from the 35-yard line, right hash mark, out of the timeout. Two receivers right, one to the left. Two back there with Hinkle, man in motion, takes the snap, gets a quick handoff towards the right side, able to get a big gain and then some. Here's a chunk play, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, able to dodge a guy and brought down from behind at the 20, tight roped on the sideline, and a big gain for Braylon Brown.
Patrick Rowley eventually able to get him down. No, that was number 10. Number 10, Patrick Rowley, able to get him down, chase him down. You know, and just when you think he's about ready to go out of bounds, he makes a quick cut into the right, runs around another three red jerseys to get another 10 yards.
Wow, and 56 yards now on five carries. Braylon Brown is heating up for Michigan Center, and a big first down, knocking on the door of the red zone. First and 10 from the 22. Two receivers either side. Hinkle takes a snap. Davion King, he is met and down for a loss.
Number 55 right there on the stop. That's Reed Matthews.
Run down by the comments, number 55, Reed Matthews.
Every once in a while we're on the same page.
I like the hesitation that you get every time you say it because you're waiting for the PA. By the way, Hanover Horton, one of the best PAs in the county. He's great.
Yeah, we're lucky. We're lucky. We got a lot of good PAs throughout the Cascades and in the I-8. I mean, it's Western's a hard show to follow.
Yeah. 550 and counting in this first half. Takes a snap, second and 11, quick fire throw on the left. That one's caught. Able to sneak through, maybe able to get three, 4 yards out of that. Devin Spencer the catch, and it's third down and long.
Looks like, I'm trying to catch the number on it. There was two comments over there, but it was really the first one, number 56. I believe that was Teachout, who was able to make the contact first and prevent that one from being a gainer.
Just 4 yards. After second and 11, that makes it third and 8 from the 19-yard line. 5:05 and counting in the first half. 21-8 lead for Michigan Center. Three receivers left, one to the right. Hinkle in the gun, one back with him. Takes the snap, peels out of the pocket on the far side. One guy chasing. He dodges the tackle. He's going to bring it on the ground himself and in for the first down. Multiple flags on the play. He's down at around the 10. We'll see what this play is. The penalty markers well after the start. Hey, could be holding there on the far side, but we'll see.
We had a comment on the far side taking his time getting up. That is in the area of holding.
Yep. Yes. Definitely able to generate that pocket for Hinkle to run through, and that's going to bring him back to third and forever.
We just had that conversation. It's less than forever.
Well, I would say
it's now third and forever. It's more than 10 yards. It's third and forever.
If it's on there the other side of the sticks, third. I would consider that third and forever. As we try to talk over our definitions live on the air. That's a loss of 8 yards with that penalty.
Third and forever.
Third and 15 now. Two receivers on either side. Fakes the handoff. Hinkle looking downfield. Peels out of the pocket. Still trying to make a throw. He's going to have to bring it on the ground himself. Big block. Able to sneak through and make it to fourth and manageable at around the 15. It's going to be about fourth and 4 after this.
I want to say it was number 5. That's what I'm going with. Number 52. Levi Teachout. Weston Dick on the stop. Number 52. Almost like a suplex kind of stop there.
Able to scramble his way to a 12-yard gain. 57 yards on 4 carries with a touchdown for quarterback Hayden Hinkle. And this is going to make it 4th and 3.
Again, that was a well-covered play. And he was able to, once he decided, hey, what I want's not there, he just tucked it. His running back, who was also his blocker, decided to lead the way and able to get a good chunk on that third and forever.
3:45 and counting in this first half. 4th and 3 for Michigan Center on the 15-yard line. And we got a timeout called on the field.
Yeah, Troy Allen doesn't like to take those into the locker room.
Nope. Might as well use them. We're back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on K105.3.
Here's your last word for the Spelling Bee Championship. Your word is best.
Best? Can you use it in a sentence?
Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics is the best orthodontist for braces and Invisalign.
Yes, Summit Orthodontics is the BEST for your braces and Invisalign. They even have the BEST TikToks.
Correct.
Yay, I'm going to use my winnings on my new Invisalign.
Schedule your appointment with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Got a score update from around the Cascades. 21-0 Columbia Central over Grass Lake. Grass Lake, they lost basically every starter on the field last year, save for a small handful. And Columbia Central searching for their first win. They were needing this one. And out of the timeout, 4th-and-3 for Michigan Center on the 15-yard line. Here we go, leading 21-8. Peeling out of the pocket, Hinkle throw under the near side. That one's caught. For the first down, big catch for Brennan Forward.
Brennan Forward.
Yeah, able to move the sticks.
Cardinals first down.
That's going to be a first and goal right there.
Brings up first.
That's first down number 8 for Michigan Center compared to just 3 for Hanover Horton. 5 yards, that's 21 yards on 4 catches for Brennan Forward, the hockey guy.
Jackson up on Pinckney right now, 7-0, 2 minutes left in the first half. Columbia Central on top of Grass Lake, 21-0.
First and goal from the 10, right hash mark, Michigan Center trying to go back up 3 scores. Hinkle, the pass on the far side, that one's caught, dodging a tackle, not able to dodge a second, and that's going to be no gain.
5, Braylon Brown, brought down by the Comets.
Back at around the 10. They're actually going to give him a yard. That's like a half a yard there.
56, teach out again right there on the stop.
7 of 10 passing for Hayden Hinkle. And combine that with all the scrambles that he's had.
Right.
This guy's looking solid in his senior year.
If we had a player of a game, he'd be the candidate.
He is the... Yeah. He's definitely the front runner at this point. 2:25 and counting in the first half.
Well, you got that foggy mist rolling through the field again, too.
Second and goal from the 9. Oh, Davion King handoff on the left side. Down at around the 5. Oh. Took a licking.
A big hit, but popped right back up. It looked like it was number 0. Adam Lay just laying him out.
They don't call him Adam Lay for nothing.
See what I did there?
Hey, if there's one thing that I enjoyed you talking about, especially in the last two games specifically, is he took a big hit, and that was a play right there. That was worthy of that. It's 3rd and goal from the 5, Michigan Center. We'll see if they punch it in right here. Hinkle the snap, fake handoff up the middle, and Hinkle punches through across the goal line. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Able just to lower his shoulder. Really didn't need to, but lowered his shoulder. Went through one of the red jerseys out there and able to get in the end zone and hanging another 6 on here in the waning moments of the second.
That is Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown number 2 for number 2, Hayden Hinkle, 62 yards on 5 carries with 2 touchdowns. And with the extra point pending here, it's 27-8 with just over 90 seconds left until halftime. Michigan Center over Hanover Horton.
We're still 21-7, Grand Rapids Catholic Central, 5:30 in the second on top of Lumen.
Michigan Center going for 2. Hinkle takes the snap, quick handoff forward for Davion King. Cuts on the far side, cuts back inward, trying to charge forward. And Hanover Horton gets the stop on the goal line, preventing the two-point attempt.
Maybe just a little too patient right there, waiting on his blockers. Nothing was developing for him. And it's almost like he came to a dead stop, hoping that hole would open, and it just didn't.
Score stays at 27-8. Back in 30 seconds, this is high school football on K105.3.
We are the neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the neighbors.
Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the neighbors.
WKHM FM, WKHM FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
All right, Austin Hochter.
133 remaining in the second quarter. Michigan Center back on top, three scores, 27-8 over Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton with a 93-second drive. A 93-second drill coming up. Ball bounces at the 15 off the kickoff. Cutting into the near side. Able to get a pretty decent return up to the 34.
Yeah, what I mean, really what could have been a long way to go. Getting a pretty decent return on that through bodies and almost up to the 35-yard line.
They'll give it to 33.
From the 33-yard line.
Clock stopped at 127. Hanover Horton's got to work quickly here. Keep in mind, they do get the ball to start the second half, so that would be huge for them if they get a score right here.
And they've shown they've been able to make the adjustments and move the ball, but center, just loading that box.
Gets the snap, quick handoff up the middle, trying to get some extra blocking, but not able to get more than maybe 2 yards.
Got a programming note from Drew, who does Mark and Drew with the versus the Magic 8-Ball with me. In the mornings?
Yes.
Yeah.
He apparently is a fan of the horn.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'll have to hear how it sounds on the audio playback. Second and seven, acting quickly. Throwing the far side. That one's caught. Austin Hochter is loose. 45-40, 35-30, 25-20. A pack of them going, and he breaks through for the touchdown, Comets. Did you cover your ears in time for that?
I got him. I got him just in time. Boy, I tell you, he was able not only to run by everybody, but he even ran through a flock of Cardinals. There was three Cardinals over there surrounding him. He just ran right through them. Now we got to wait. We might have had premature hornage here. We'll have to wait and see what happens with the flag on the field.
Penalty marker at around the 10-yard line, so we'll see. There was a group of Comets trying to run with Hochter to get some extra blocking. And a holding penalty. This thing is coming back.
You're going to be pulling that six off the board.
Oh, boy. And you can't see this, obviously. This is not a televised broadcast, but me and Mark, we went over a drill for next time Hanover Horton scores to quickly whip off the headphones and cover both ears, and Mark executed that beautifully. Gets extra points here, even though you can't see it.
You have to make adjustments on the fly. To successfully do a football broadcast, you have to make adjustments on the fly.
So that brings the ball up to the 28-yard line after the penalty, 53 seconds left. In the first half, first and 10 for the Comets. A lot of unhappy supporters here with that penalty. Man in motion, gets the quick handoff on the near side, able to break a tackle, trying to get a stiff arm, but he's forced out of bounds for a loss. J.J. Russ on the carry.
That's going to make the Comet fandom here a little bit unhappy because they were continuing to play at least 3 yards out of bounds when there should have been an opportunity to pull up on that. They kept going with it. I don't know what's going on, but something smells really good out here.
It's a loss of 5 right there for J.J. Russ. Loss of 2 yards on just 2 carries. Second and 15 from the 33-yard line. Left hash mark, clock stopped at 41 seconds in the first half. Takes the snap, fake handoff up the middle, goes on the near side. J.J. Russ again dodges the tackle, and he's out of bounds at almost the same spot. I think he lost a yard there.
And he ran into number 3, Trayvon Collins, and they both, it was almost like, you know, you had a movable force against the irresistible object. You know what I mean. I flipped that around. But they just hit each other and then stopped and just looked at each other out of bounds. It was a pretty good hit.
-1 yard on the play. Third and?
Yeah, that's forever. And forever, right.
Boy, we got a lot of smoke on the field.
They're making something over there. This is like one of those fields where sometimes we get a little fog that goes through. We've seen that here before, a little mist.
And combine that with zero wind. There's literally got to be half a mile an hour wind to our left here.
They're making something good over there.
Third and forever from the 34 for Hanover Horton. Out of the pocket for Bevier. Throw on the far side. That one is incomplete, but a penalty marker. Multiple. That's an easy call to make. Going to be pass interference on Devin Spencer.
Okay, so that official is like over here on the 15-yard line. That dude's got an arm. Because that flag, it was like he was playing lawn darts. That flag went a long way.
Well, we could have multiple here. Late hit as well on Devin Bevier.
Oh, we got to count it down. Yeah.
And he is down. That's a late hit.
There's not a flag over in this area, though. Everybody is looking over here where the play is going. There's no laundry on the floor over here, but I didn't see it. He's down. Trainers and everything.
Yeah, he took a big hit after that throw. Incomplete. 27 seconds left in the first half. Hanover Horton trailing by 19 points to Michigan Center. As they try to get on the board in this last 30 seconds. But yeah, big hit for Devin Bevier. He is down. He's got trainers looking at him after that play.
It's against the Cardinals.
Jackson leads Pinckney 7-0 at the half.
So yeah, they will say the pass interference. So Hanover Horton going to get a first down out of this. But again, all eyes on Devin Bevier to see if he's okay. He is sitting up now.
Hanover Horton gets the ball to start the half, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, they need to score here.
Yeah, if they score here, they can go into halftime, barring any big play for Michigan Center to close out the half. And they could go into halftime down two scores, potentially as little as 11. And if they get a score and a two-point conversion, they could cut the lead down to three out of halftime. So we'll see. Devin Bevier, you can hear the cheering in the background. He is okay. He's getting escorted off the field, so we'll see if he stays in the game at all. He's getting helped off. He's still walking under his own power, but he's got two guys with him.
He's being stabilized.
Yeah.
He looks like he could be a little wobbly.
So he'll probably sit out the rest of the half, all 27 seconds of it. So we got a new quarterback in for Hanover Horton. Adam Lay is going to be taking this snap here. Either that or Austin Hochter. They're both back there. It's going to be Hochter. Hochter takes a snap. He's going to run himself on the left side, and it's going to be in for maybe 3 yards after the penalty brought them to the 19-yard line.
They call a timeout just so they can. Oh, no. They're moving the sticks.
Oh, wow. So they bring it back up to the now 17-yard line. That's a first down. Yeah, they don't think they end up moving the sticks based on that penalty. So, I don't know what's going on here. Yeah, first down. I don't know why they moved those sticks. First down and 10, apparently, from the 17-yard line on the left hash mark. The officials are meeting over this. 21 seconds left in the first half with the timeout on the field. Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening here.
I don't know.
It's not a good thing to say on a broadcast, but
well,
I mean, I don't.
Sometimes, vast majority of the times, the officials are doing a really good job. Every once in a while, they're not making the signal this way for us to kind of know what's going on. Like, that was a timeout called, but we never got a point as to which side it was called on.
Yeah.
We kind of knew it was Hanover Horton.
So here we go. Two receivers either side. Hanover Horton out of the timeout. First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Left hash mark. 21 seconds to work with. Hochter takes the snap. Throw on the far side. Just out of the reach of J.J. Russ. An incomplete. Clock stops at 16 seconds.
Just a little bit over his right shoulder. And he was kind of making a cut in, and the pass ended up being on the far side. When you have somebody playing the position that's not normally playing that position, there's going to be those types of miscues. He was thinking it was going to go out when really the receiver was coming in. Ball just went to the wrong spot.
Second and 10 from the 17-yard line. Hanover Horton, of course, taking their time with the clock stoppage on the incompletion. So Austin Hochter taking snaps for the time being with Starting quarterback Devin Bevere taking a big hit a couple plays ago. Hochter, throw up the middle. That one's going to be incomplete. A big hit at the time, but they're going to say not pass interference. They're going to say that was a legal hit. So incomplete. And third and 10, 13 seconds left in the half.
And everybody on this side of the field wearing a pair of H's in the fandom. Not one of them agreed with that call.
No.
I
don't think they're happy with the officiating.
The biased fan base did not agree with that call.
So 12.5 seconds left in the half. Michigan Center leading 27-8, trying to get a big defensive stop against Hanover Horton in the red zone. Third down here. Man in motion to the right. Hochter gets the snap, peels out of the pocket on the far side. He's going to run himself, gets a stiff arm, able to slip through, and he somehow breaks through for the touchdown. I don't know how that's possible.
He put that stiff arm down. There was three jerseys over that way. He put that stiff arm down, and then it was just kind of like a domino effect. All the other white jerseys just began to fall, and he went in untouched. As soon as he got the corner off that stiff arm, he was untouched the rest of the way.
Yeah, he was sweeping on the far side, and it looked like he was just going to be pushed out of bounds. But once the defender kind of fell, he just kind of cut through tight-roped on the far sideline. That's an impressive score for Austin Hochter, the talented sophomore, making plays out here for the Comets. Big touchdown. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown there. 4.4 seconds left. Hanover Horton going for two as they trim the deficit down to two scores. Takes the snap, hesitates, and he's going to be sacked.
Didn't have any protection there. Everybody on the line. Everybody on the line got through. It's all. I mean, that's usually what happens when you're setting up a screenplay. Everybody on the line gets through, and you just kind of do a quick little dump over. A little baffled on that call.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but Hanover Horton not able to get the 2 points. We're leaving it right here. There's only 5 seconds left in the half. So 27-14, Hanover Horton gets a – that was like a must score right there. I mean,
if they want
to try to fight their way back in this because, I mean, Michigan Center probably only getting one play, if any, depending on the kick return right here. And Hanover Horton gets the ball to open the third quarter. So they have a chance if they can score again.
We're going to play a little catch-up, but, I mean, that's you needed that score. And then when you get the ball back in the second half, you need that score too.
Because if they can get that score with a two-point conversion potentially, they can cut this deficit down to five in the third quarter. And then we'll have a whole new ball game right there. So Hanover Horton kicking this one away. Austin Hochter himself kicking this one as well as this one around the 19-yard line. And a pitch back now as we got a guy coming in, Travis Collins. He's down at around the 36. And there's zeros on the clock. So that'll be it. Trying to sneak in and for a big kick return, but couldn't make it happen. And that's halftime, 27-14 lead for Michigan Center.
J.J. Ross able to get in there on the stop, but man, this has been just when we kind of had that thought that Michigan Center was going to start to run away with this thing. Hanover Horton getting some turnovers on D, making some things happen, and just sticking with them, making the right adjustments as they head through the that second quarter there, getting some stops on D, and we've got ourselves a competitive Cascades Classic matchup here at the Crater off of Moscow Road.
It's been a fun one. Again, halftime score 27-14, Michigan Center over Hanover Horton. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes, and then we'll have a special presentation from the MHSAA, and then we'll have another three-minute break. And then myself and Mark W. Daly will be here to break down all the action from this first half. We do have a score update, it looks like.
28-0, Columbia Central over Grass Lake at halftime.
Big score right there as Columbia Central searching for their first win. So, halftime coming up next. This is High School Football on K105.3.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank difference. Find a list of our locations online at cnbb.bank.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Crew, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
The football coaching world loses a legend, and the Student Advisory Council hits year number 20. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. We start with sad news as former Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice football coach Al Fracassa passed away on Sunday. His coaching career started in 1960 at Royal Oak Shrine and continued at Brother Rice from 1969 through 2013. He led Brother Rice to 9 MHSAA championships, including 3 in a row from 2011 to 2013, his final 3 years coaching. Fracassa won a total of 430 games, an MHSAA record when he retired. That total is now second behind only Farmington Hills Harrison's John Harrington. Besides the three-peat to cap his career, Fracassa led Brother Rice to Class A titles in 1977, 1980, 1983, and 1990, and to Division II titles in 2000 and 2005. In total, Fracassa took Brother Rice to 13 championship games. Only 6 schools have been to more. Fracassa was the 1997 NFL High School Coach of the Year. He was inducted into the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame in 1999, and he was named the State Coach of the Year by the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association 5 times. Al Fracassa was 92. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Kingsley Jr. Delaney Case led the Stags to a straight set win over Charlevoix on the volleyball court. The win was Kingsley's 10th of the season. Williamson linebacker Miles Keener had 20 tackles and blocked a punt in a 36-29 win over Hastings. He also caught a touchdown pass and ran for 50 yards. And as Elon West's Brandon Holman, he caught a 37-yard touchdown pass as time expired to give the Ducks a 28-24 win over Holland West Ottawa. The touchdown pass was tipped by a West Ottawa defender before being hauled in by Holman.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We have a football you make the call for you today. Team A has the ball at their 20-yard line. Team A's quarterback gets a snap and starts running toward the sideline. He's tackled and fumbles the ball forward towards the sideline. The ball rolls forward 4 yards and goes out of bounds before anyone can recover it. Whose ball is it and where is it marked? Since the offense fumbled the ball, it went out of bounds and it wasn't recovered by anyone, it remains the offense's ball. But the ball is marked back to the spot of the fumble. There's no advantage to fumbling the ball forward. If the ball had been fumbled backwards and out of bounds with no recovery, then the offense would retain possession where the ball went out of bounds.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. This year's group of Student Advisory Council students is the MHSAA's 20th. Started in the 2006-2007 school year, the council consists of 16 students, 8 seniors, and 8 juniors. And so far, 160 students have participated as members of the council. The Student Advisory Council, in essence, is a student voice that not only weighs in on topics regarding school sports that are being debated among MHSAA member schools, but also speaks to the benefits of school sports as ambassadors in their schools, leagues, and across the state. They meet 6 times during the school year, plus once more for a 24-hour leadership camp, and discuss subjects connected with the core values of the MHSAA: scholarship, sportsmanship, safety, and a sensible scope of athletic programs, with student leadership also a common topic. Council members then promote those values through their assistance in the MHSAA's annual sportsmanship summits, various leadership projects, and social media posts and videos. Each year, they create 2 videos, one featuring the council's belief statement and one on sportsmanship, and both of those can be seen on MHSAA.com. For more on the council and their responsibilities, please check us out online or our social channels. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. It's a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Aero Perks checking account, call Aeroquip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Aeroquip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at aeroquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Lomar Machine. We are back at halftime for our K105.3 Football Frenzy Week 3 presentation. 27-14, Michigan Center over Hanover Horton. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly. And that first quarter, which, by the way, Michigan Center ended up 21-0. It looked like they were going to run away with this. They scored on their first three drives of the game, and then Hanover Horton able to fight their way back into this, and they get the ball to start the second half.
Well, what I'm taking away from that first quarter with Michigan Center's offense, they're able to do what they want. They could run it. They could pass it. The receivers were finding open spots anywhere on the field, and they were able to get good chunks and move the ball at will. Second quarter, not so much. Hanover Horton's defense kind of figured it out, even able to get a pick off of that. So they were able to slow down that Michigan Center offense, allow them to only have one score in that second quarter. And then they got to work to playing a little bit of catch-up. Just like their defense figured out that Michigan Center offense, Hanover Horton's offense was kind of able to figure out what was working. And what wasn't working was running up gut, running up the middle. You got big 77 on that Michigan Center line, and they're moving him around. He's not staying in the same spot every time. So you might have a design play over right tackle. Boom, 77 could be there at that moment. So they decided to start kind of going around the edge, maybe doing a quick little passes off the bootleg, and they're able to get some yards off of that.
And it's how you win games. You got to make these adjustments. You have to, hey, this isn't working. We have to change. We got to do this. Okay, if that's not working, we got to find something that works. And Hanover Horton's, they've got a little something there going in that second quarter on both sides of the ball. But Michigan Center, this is still a deadly offense. And, of course, they had the interception there in that second quarter. Nearly threw one away in the first quarter as well. So, I mean, you have that. This game could be drastically different right now. But Hanover Horton, if they can come out with a big score here, they have a chance to pull to within one score, which after that first quarter, you know, at that point would be crazy to think. But Hanover Horton, credit to them, they've turned their game around on both sides of the ball. But now it's time to see what type of adjustments Michigan Center comes out of halftime with on the defensive side.
And is Hanover Horton's quarterback going to be coming back? Because he had that late hit with under 30 seconds to go in the second, and Hochter had to come in and finish up the rest, running the offense the rest of the way, which ended up working out pretty well for him, I might add. But, I mean, what's this offense going to look like? If you're putting Hochter in that shotgun, and that's going to limit some of the things that he's able to do on offense, because he's going to be under center the other. You're not going to be able to spread him out. You're not going to be able to have him line up and back. He's going to be taking the snaps. So, yeah, how is this Hanover Horton offense going to look coming right out of the gates here in the third?
And to answer your question, I still see quarterback Devin Bevere. He's still sitting on the sideline. So, and he's obviously not with his team's huddle as the team gets ready to start the second half of play. So that pretty much answers the question. He's probably not going to be coming back in this game, I don't think. So it's going to be Austin Hochter under center to, I would imagine, play the rest of this game. So, I mean, they had some success going into halftime with him, but, I mean, some of the things that he's able to do off the ball, as you mentioned, that could change kind of this approach.
We'll see. We'll see what happens, you know. We were able to make adjustments in-game up here in the luxury skybox.
Yes.
So we'll see if they're able to make adjustments in-game out on the field.
What's more luxurious for the luxury skybox? Here, the football field, or inside the Hanover Horton gym? What's the more luxurious luxury skybox?
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to go with this one up here. Even though it's loud, you know, we've got view right here at the 50-yard line, you know. And it's, as much as I love the luxury skybox at the basketball field house there, it's a little tough sometimes on an angle, you know, in the corner.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
But you can feel the luxury up there.
You can definitely feel the luxury up there. You know, and we were there for what, districts?
Yes.
Yeah. So. And I know we ended up placing you on assignment, and I did one of those games with Drew from Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball, and that was fun.
I did get I got designated for assignment for that game,
you
but
did.
I was able
you
to
did.
Clear waivers, and I was able to return. nobody picked me up. Nobody was interested. So and I didn't get sent down to the minors.
No,
unfortunately as well. But we do want to remind you about the K105.3 Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union. This football season, us alongside AeroQuip Credit Union, we're giving away $1,053. That is massive, and it's easy. All you have to do is enter for your chance to win. Go right now to K105.3.com. Click on the Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway. And just get entered in. And, of course, we'll announce the winner later in the season. But it's as easy as that. Just get signed up now, K1053.com, for your chance to win the High School Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway with McKibben Media Group and AeroQuip Credit Union.
And if you're streaming us, you're there right now.
You have no additional
up.
Steps.
Number nine, Austin Hochter.
So go and do that as we are ready to get underway. In the second half of play, rhyming accidentally.
Boy, if I had $1,053, I'd have a new shelter, a new flasher, all from Knudsen's getting ready for ice season.
I was going to say maybe a new ice fishing.
Yeah.
Maybe new ice fishing jacket.
Definitely probably would have a power auger.
Yes.
At that point, for sure.
So halftime is over. Third quarter ready to get underway. Hanover Horton getting the ball trailing Michigan Center 27-14. Kickoff underway, fielded at around the 15. The Comets making their way on the near sideline, going to be hammered at around the 35, but able to get a few extra yards as a group. Another 6 yards, as a matter of fact, to the 41.
Yeah, you know, we had the reference to the tush-push earlier. That's last year's Detroit Lions just moving the pile. That's the Montgomery move right there.
Colin Griffiths, the returner right there, and moving as a group and the 41-yard line.
And again, you know, it was the 30-yard line. There was a little slippage over there, too. That 30-yard line, I don't know if they used extra paint on that or what, but that's been tripping people up tonight.
First and 10 from the 41, left hash mark. Hanover Horton going from right to left. Quick handoff up the middle. Met immediately, just nowhere to go. For Lucas Donnell.
Yeah, they pushed him back. They didn't take him down. But they, you know, Miles Stewart was there. Big number 77 was there. I mean, there was just no running through that flock of Cardinals.
Yeah, no chance right there. Just that big defensive line. Loss of a yard. Second down and 11 from the 40. Takes the snap. goes quickly off to the left side to Nadell as well, and
Cowboys ball
not able to go anywhere. It's another loss of yard for third and
forever. But, they haven't had any luck running it up the gut or even the tackles. From tackles inside, it's just done. It's shut down. It's been that way all game. And last three plays, that's what they've been doing.
And interesting with the adjustments, of course, with starting quarterback Devin Bevere done for the game and Austin Hochter taking the steps, making the adjustment and now bringing in the senior Lucas Nadell to take some of these carries. Didn't get any carries in the first half of play. And it's third and 12 from the 39. Takes a snap, pitch out on the far side. Colin Griffith sweeping out. Able to get a little bit, but just not able to get around the edge quite. Only 2 yards or so, and it's fourth down.
Michigan center has come out saying, you are not going to run the ball on us. Well, when you've got your quarterback injured and you're kind of limited in what you can do in the passing game, it's like center knew that it was going to be a ground game. Loaded up the box. They were moving their big bodies around, causing all types of confusion. And Hannibal Horton couldn't adjust to it.
Fourth and 10. Hannibal Horton lining up to kick this one away. Takes the snap. This one punted away to around the 15-yard line. Takes a bounce and into the end zone. So a little bit too much pepper on that one, but that's a nice leg on that.
It rolled
nice
like
boot.
20 yards. That was a good punt.
The Cardinals ball, first and 10.
If only it got a little bit less roll on that, that would have been
little
huge.
Little backspin?
Yeah.
Little
yes.
Doug Hansen show you how to put backspin on your shot today?
He did show me a few tricks. In fact, I nicknamed him the shot doctor.
Oh, there you go.
The swing doctor.
The swing doctor.
He's out there. There's three of us rookies out there. He's out fixing three of our swings.
He's going to send you a bill.
I was going to say, I'm not looking forward to that invoice come Monday. Michigan center takes over on their own 20-yard line, leading 27-14 over Hannibal Horton, about 2 minutes plus into this third quarter of play. Takes the snap, gets the handoff on the far side, able to slip through for about a 5-yard gain on first down for Jack Layer, the senior.
Yeah, they're able to get positive yardage on
19, Jake Layer.
Oh, we had a mouth guard down.
Oh,
mouth guard down. You got to make sure you wipe that off.
Reed Matthew. Oh,
down again.
You sure you don't want any of those?
Yeah, number 55 coming on off the field. Helmet, his lid came off. Mouth guard got dropped a couple times, so he had to sit out a play. No, but Michigan center, they're able to get positive, just a little bit better positive yards on their first down.
Second and 6 from the 24. Out of the pocket, throwing downfield, wide open to Trey Collins, and he's got one man to beat, 25-20, 15-10, 5. End zone, touchdown, Cardinals. Oh, my goodness.
He got right behind the coverage. He outran everybody, and once that pass was complete, there was no catching him. He just had the wheels, ran past everybody. He even got to the end zone so fast, he made the official lose his feeding over there on the painted G.
And that
we haven't had rain in forever. How is this field slippy?
Yeah, and that is 76 yards for the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown for Hayden Hinkle to Trey Collins, which keep in mind, this is the guy who was playing quarterback for them for a lot of the season last year with all the injuries.
Oh, yeah.
And now here he is catching big passes, and Michigan center now going for two, up 33-14, looking to add on. Hinkle the snap. He's going to try to slip through on the far side. Penalty marker down, and he's able to dive over the goal line. And I don't know if he made it, but
I'm
the penalty marker is down.
We have a flag on the play.
That's in the area of holding.
Yeah, and he did look like he made it on my eye. But, again, if it's holding, that's going to be coming back. But we'll see. That was on the near side mid-play. Same side he was running on.
Legal motion.
Illegal motion. So this will be coming back. We'll see if they opt for the kick now. They are 1 of 2 on two-point attempts, 1 of 2 on one-point attempts. So pushes them back to the 8-yard line. 5-yard penalty.
I'll bet you my shiny Aldi's quarter that they decide to go for it. A conversion of some type.
With the offensive success that they've had today, I don't see why not. They had over 200 yards of total offense in that first half. And they're still going for two from the 8-yard line. Takes the snap. Hinkle looking down on the near side. That one's nearly caught on the backside, but Brendan Ford threw his fingertips and incomplete.
Your comments, 14.
So that will hold the score to 33-14. And in Michigan Center, able to respond in a big way both sides of the field to start this third quarter. We're going to keep it right here. Inside 9 minutes to go in quarter number three.
Jackson on top of Pinckney 13-8 with 6 minutes in the third. Last score we had out on Spring Arbor Road was Grand Rapids Catholic Central on top of Lumen 21-14. That was a halftime score.
And number nine, Austin Hockner.
19-8, Jackson now with 4 minutes in the third.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a really quick 2 minutes.
We would like to thank the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision, and Industrial Steel Treating for their support in today's coverage here at Hanover Horton High School as Michigan Center ready to kick this one away, leading 33-14, following an Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown 76 yards from Hinkle to Trey Collins. Of course, not all in the air, but this one's kicked away and fielded at around the 15 and met big at the 30-yard line, Colin Griffiths.
Number 21 on the hit. Yeah, it was Villarreal making the stop for the Cardinals, and he was actually having to fight two Comets in order to make that tackle. That was a one-on-two stoppage.
So Hanover Horton taking over at their 30-yard line, their second drive of the half. They were held to a three and out, just didn't really get much yardage on their first drive coming out of halftime. Need to find a way to answer here as they've fallen back behind by three scores.
Well, they got to be more versatile with their offense.
Just a handoff, Austin Hochter, as they've got him as a running back in again, but I think he lost yardage there. They've now got Spencer Johnson, the freshman, it looks like, taking the snap there at quarterback.
Michigan Center knows they're running the ball. And you got three coming up with a little bit of a gimp. But Michigan Center knows the run of the ball. They're loading the box. They're moving their big guys around, so you never know which hole you're going to have. And they're just saying, if you're going to run it, we're going to stop it. We know you're going to run it. We're going to stop it. Look at where everybody is.
So the freshman under center for the second down and 10. Quick handoff to the right to Nadell, and that's only going to be maybe a yard again. Just nothing there on the edge. But, yeah, the freshman, Spencer Johnson, taking snaps now.
Every center defensive player was within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. They did not have one person back, not one.
Brings up third and 10.
So Hanover Horton, another third down, third and 10. They are just 2 of 6 on third down in this one. That's been a big impact on this game. 7:30 and counting in this third quarter. Takes the snap. Swallowing the handoff. Austin Hochter on the far side. Dodges a guy, but brought down after a healthy gain of around 6 yards, but still short. It's going to be fourth down.
Oh, your safety over on the far side was just 8 yards off the line of scrimmage. He was kind of like hunting Hochter right from the beginning, shadowing him the whole time. He just knew, and as soon as he was he knew that he was going to be the one with the ball, just like a missile right after him.
So Hanover Horton, they look like they're going for it. Fourth and 5 on their own 35. Pretty risky right here, but they're starting to feel the pressure, trying to fight back into this game. Handoff up the middle and into a wall. A turnover on downs. Michigan Center's defensive line is just proving to be a little bit too tough to overcome on this one.
You Cowboys ball carry number four,
go up the gut, which hasn't worked for you all day long.
Seven, Landon Hurd.
And you're giving Michigan Center, a team that's shown that they can score on you multiple ways, outstanding field position.
Cardinals take over first and so 10.
That was center. Risky. But you know what? Yeah. If it works, he's a genius.
Correction, 36-yard line.
So the 36-yard line is where Michigan Center will take over in Hanover-Horton territory. So a huge opportunity for Michigan Center to just keep building their lead up 19, 33-14. 6:36 to go in this third quarter. Throw on the far side to Brennan Forward. That one's caught, and looks like he did make the first down, but it's going to be close. Maybe second and short.
Yeah, they got the two dialed up on there.
Second and one.
Second and not forever. The exact opposite of forever.
Second and short one.
27-yard
line. Right there. That's for 9 yards forward, 30 yards on five catches. 9 of 12 passing for Mr. Hayden Hinkle, the senior, in addition to the great work on the ground. He's done 62 yards, 2 touchdowns on 5 carries. Second and one from the 27-yard line for Michigan Center. 2 receivers to either side, 1 back with Hinkle. Gets the handoff up the middle, in for the first down, fighting for an extra yard or two, Braylon Brown. Gets across the sticks anyways.
Yeah, he didn't need to get much. He was able to get the first down. As soon as he got past the line of scrimmage, he just kind of ran into 3 different Comets. And they brought him down. But, again, fresh set of downs. Move the chains. You're at the 25.
2 yards on the play, 58 yards on 6 carries for Brown. First and 10 from the 25, 6-10 and counting in the third, 33-14 lead for Center. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Hinkle, ready in the gun, takes the snap low, looking downfield, throw up the middle, and a diving catch attempt, and incomplete. That was a good chance for Brown, but it's second down.
There were 3 red jerseys in the area, but not one within 5 yards. Just missed his mark just a little bit. But he makes that catch. That's a spectacular catch, too.
Second and 10 from the 25-yard line. Michigan Center still in their huddle. Definitely not in any hurry here, given their lead and a chance to make it even greater against Hanover Horton in their house. Takes the snap. Walking on the near sideline. That one's caught the forward in for the first down. And then some trying to get in, but he's in at around the 7.
Hinkle's pass completed.
That's another first down.
Brennan Forward.
Moving the sticks again after he just made that little move and able to get around a defender, get inside the 10-yard line, brought down by like 3 different Comets at that point. But now they set it up for a first and goal.
From the 7-yard line.
Gain of 18 yards, 48 yards. For Brennan Forward on 6 catches. First and goal from the 7 for Michigan Center. 5:40 and counting in the third quarter. Chance to add to their 19-point lead.
Yeah, it's just when you think these guys are going to be heading out of bounds. They cut right back in and are able to get another 5+ yards. You know, anybody else that we'd see, that they'd be running out of bounds. Center's keeping it inside and getting extra yardage.
Here we go. We got a flag on the near side. Officials meeting. Michigan Center already anticipating it's on them. False start.
Oh, all right.
They'll go back a few yards. Nope. 5 penalties on Michigan Center in this one. Interestingly 12. Enough, just 1 penalty on Hanover Horton in this one.
All right. Well, you know, we've had games when that flag's come out a lot.
Thankfully, this has not been one of them.
This has not been one of them.
Pretty good pace.
I'm going to try to find some wood to knock on. There's not.
This is all metal, my friend.
This is not. There's not. I just hope I didn't jinx us.
No, I was going to say you might have to go all the way to that wood-fired grill over there cooking some good burgers or something.
That's Tiki Sam's over there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good stuff.
First and goal from the 12 following the penalty. Two receivers either side. Hinkle the snap, handoff up the middle for Brown. Able to slip on through, nearly making it in, but down to the two.
Start of ball carrier number five.
Just
Brown,
weaved in and out of people. The running lane wasn't right in front of him. He found one 2 yards to the right or 2 yards to the left.
Second and goal from the 2 yard line.
So they had great vision of where he was going.
They bring him down to the three. So second and goal from the three for Michigan Center. 3 yards away from adding to their three-score advantage. Getting some reinforcements from the far sideline here at the home of the Hanover Horned Comets. Again, still very fair temperature, basically no wind. It's like a perfect temperature day all day today. And
gorgeous day. Oh, we got timeout. Center's calling timeout.
Yeah. Cardinals.
Michigan Center needs more time to talk it over. We'll step aside as well back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on K105.3.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24-7, from compact to industrial, and for a limited time. All Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
Big opportunity for Michigan Center, leading by 19 points over Hanover Horton. Currently a second down and goal from the 3 yard line for the Cardinals as they look to punch it in. For the sixth time today. One receiver to either side. Hinkle, two back with him. Trying to change the play here. A little bit of a shift on the left side. Takes the snap. Handoff up the middle. Brown, he is met and going to be no gain. And it's third down.
That was a lot of red jerseys on that stop right there. Laid a lick on him as soon as he hit the line of scrimmage.
There we go. That's the TMWD call that I like.
Is that like Dan Dickerson watch it fly signature call? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
That his gone is like your that's a big hit. So a loss of a yard makes it third and goal from the four. Another chance here still for the Cardinals. 2 of 4 so far on third down as Hinkle trying to scramble, dodges a tackle, throw into the end zone, and caught for a touchdown, evading danger, and the lead keeps growing for Michigan Center.
Boy, he had red jersey after red jersey coming after him and was able to get that ball away as he was in the grasp and then just made a heck of a catch in the end zone to bring that one in.
That was Devin Spencer on the dive. Just great athleticism for both passer and receiver. Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown, makes it 39-14 pre-extra point kick.
When you had a little something going, you had some momentum, your quarterback gets injured, and Hanover Horton just hasn't looked the same since the second quarter.
I hate to say it, but we might be the kiss of death for starting quarterbacks. That's the fate that Columbia Central faced in that first game against Napoleon. They just got beat up, tons of injuries for them. 4 different guys throwing a pass for them in that game. Thankfully, Connor Renfro, their starter, is okay. He's able to play in the last 2 games. Extra kick is wide right and no good.
The extra point is no good. You're
39-14. Michigan Center over Hanover Horton. 3-14. Back in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds here on K105.3.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Colin Griffiths.
39-14. Michigan
nine,
Center over Hanover Horton on a nice touchdown connection for Hayden Hinkle to Devin Spencer in the end zone. On a nice play that Hinkle dodged like three guys from the tackles, and then a nice diving catch for Spencer. Able to just keep the play alive long enough.
They got a running clock. Columbia Central 42-0 on top of Grass
wow.
Lake.
They were in need of that one, but unfortunately Grass Lake just ton of guys that they lost from last year. Unfortunately, a big step back for them, but it's tough with all the quality seniors they lost, too.
Jackson and Pinckney have a game, too. 19-14, Vikings on top right now.
So the ball, a slow roller to about the 13-yard line. Hanover Horton with a big return in the middle. Nice blocking, big return around the 30. 35, 38 brought down. Big return, about 30-plus yards.
Brought down by the Cardinals, number
Hochter, who had that stiff arm that got him to score earlier on, able to try, well, he tried that stiff arm again, and it just didn't work. This time being brought down
from the
by number 42, Peyton Paquin, did not fall for that stiff arm. And if it wasn't him, it wasn't going to be anybody, because Hockey would have been gone.
37-yard line is where Hanover Horton will set up shop.
Now, I know you don't have your normal guys in here that you're used to. You're not running the offense that you want right now, but you got to mix it up. You can't run it up the gut. It's not going to work.
So they still got the freshman there under center. Hand off to the right-hand side for Griffiths, and he's brought down for a loss of two.
He wanted the outside, saw it wasn't there, so he tried to cut back in off of the tackle, and they just shut that down.
And number 28.
They're every defense is setting up for the run because they know you're not going to throw it.
Down at the 35-yard line, loss of two. 34 yards on five carries for Griffiths. With a touchdown, 2:35 and counting in this third quarter. Hanover Horton trailing by 25 points. Freshman Spencer Johnson still taking snaps under center. Takes it, hand off on the right side. Griffiths, boy, Michigan Center read that beautifully again. Another big loss.
Yeah, well, they're just lining up. They're keying on the on where the ball is, and they're just swarming to it. It's a full-on swarm defense right now.
Brings up third.
That defensive line just breaking on through. It's like a dam just breaking here. That's a loss of 4 yards. And it's third and forever. From the 31-yard line, goal is the 47-yard line. Do your math accordingly. Take the snap, fake the handoff left, goes to the right, spin move, and still just a short gain. Really not a whole lot there. And it's fourth down. That's another drive that comes to a screeching halt without a first down on great, great run defense from the Cardinals.
Unfortunately for this Comet offense, you've been turned into a one-dimensional offense, and Michigan Center is just lined up for it every time now. Now we got a timeout. Or is it an injury? You got a Comet
got
down
an
over.
Injured Comet on the far side. I can't see who it is. That could be a Michigan Center player. I'm not sure. All I see is the red pants, and I got news for you. Both these teams wear red pants.
It's like the exact same red, too.
Yeah. I think the only difference is Hanover Horton's got the little stripe thing going on the side. Yeah, we've got a player down, 1:23 to go. Clock stopped in the third quarter, fourth and long for Hanover Horton. And it was way back in their own territory last time that they tried to go for it on fourth down, starting to feel the pressure and the desperation, and it did not work for them. And it led directly to a Michigan Center scoring the other end on their next drive.
Little eight-man football action. Menden at the half on top of Concord. 50-30. Concord, up to this game, their first two games of the season have not allowed a score.
Wow.
And now Menden is all over Concord. 50-30 right now at halftime.
So the ball down to the 31-yard line. So that was no gain on the play. And now Hannibal Horton set the kick this one away. And I see on the far side it was a Michigan center injury. It was Davion King. He got escorted to the sideline for further evaluation. Hopefully he's okay. And that's punted away to the midfield, downed by Hannover Horton at their own 47.
That was a really high, high punt.
Yeah.
It didn't go far.
First and 10 from the 47-yard line.
I mean, that would have hit the scoreboard in Dallas. That was that high.
Yeah, it just was booming up there, but just didn't get the distance.
It didn't go far.
So if we're talking golf terms, got a little
right
under it.
You get a little under, okay.
Which isn't bad for an approach shot you're trying to get on the green, but that was a
Doug can fix
right
that
there.
Doug can fix
yeah,
that.
Yeah, contact the swing doctor today. Doug Hansen Golf Lessons. Shameless plug here on the broadcast.
What did Happy Gilmore's instructor say? It's all in it. It's all in
it. That was some of his advice that he had for me today, as a matter of fact, as Hinkle looking downfield on first down. Bobbled, but caught by Brennan Forward. Tight roping on the sideline. 25-20, 15-10, out of bounds.
Hinkle's
big gain on first down.
Hochter almost had that. Hochter almost picked that one off. And if he has that, that's another six he would have hung up on the board. He was that close to getting that pick six.
Down to the 14-yard line, a 33-yard gain for Forward, having a big game receiving. Now up to 78 yards on seven catches. First and 10 from the 14. Inside 60 seconds to play in the third quarter. Michigan Center up 39-14 over Hannover Horton. Michigan Center lining up out of their huddle. Potentially the last play of the quarter. Two receivers to either side. Hinkle one back with him. Takes the snap. Fake downfield, thrown in the end zone on the far side. One-handed attempt, and it's no good. Forward again.
He was just totally throwing that up there, depending on his receiver to make the play. That was pretty well covered.
So that's incomplete. Stops the clock at 32 seconds here in the third quarter. Second and 10 from the 14. Now 12 of 17 passing for Hinkle. Michigan Center trying to grow their lead even further before the end of the quarter.
We've got, youth night here? So we've got a larger cheerleading section than normal. We got 30 yards of cheerleaders in two rows.
And it's been
a lot of cheerleaders.
Been doing a good job this one. Takes the snap and bobbled it, and just having to dive on that one, Travis Collins. It was Peyton Pequin diving on that one. So that's a loss of yardage, third and forever now for Michigan Center.
Well, he's trying to pick it up just to make something out of it, and he's kind of said, oh, heck with it. I'm going to fall on it. He could not get the handle on the pigskin.
Third and 16 from the 22-yard line.
That's a loss of 8, so third and 18 for Michigan Center. And the clock slips out in the quarter. So we'll have to wait on the other side to see if Michigan Center is able to at least get the first down. It's 39-14. We're back in 60 seconds. Fourth quarter is next. This is high school football on K105.3.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
WKHM FM, WKHM. AM, FM, and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
39-14, Michigan Center over Hanover Horton, trying to get the first down, and they do throw within the 5-yard line for the first down on 3rd and 18.
He's right there at the 2.
Wow.
He's right at the 2.
From the 2-yard line.
What a pass there. Brandon Forward, another great catch. Down to the, it's like the 1-yard line. That's close.
Jackson on top of Pinckney now with 10 minutes to go, 25-14.
It's a 21-yard gain, just crushing it right there. Now 99 yards on 8 catches.
21-14, Grand Rapids Catholic Central on top of Lumen. End of the third there.
30 seconds into the fourth here. Michigan Center looking to grow their lead, up 25. First and goal from the 1, and that's snapped to Hinkle, and he's going to slip in on the far sideline, and that is another Cardinals touchdown.
Just outran everybody. Drag snap, ran for the pylon, and made it before anybody in a red jersey could find him.
That is Hinkle's third touchdown run of the game, 63 yards on 6 carries. Grows the lead to 31 points before the point after a short 1 yard, Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown.
They are they're out of lights over there.
Point for the Cardinals.
Looks like minus 15 on the board.
Yeah. Yeah, the 4, the kind of front part of the 4 is just cut out there. Here on the board. And Hanover Horton with the extra point attempt here for Jordan Withers. Gotta hope he makes this. He's just one of 3 on extra point kicks today. Trying to center himself.
No. Just tap it in. Little taparoo.
That was nearly blocked. It was low and
there we go.
Good, but there was a penalty marker on the near side.
Okay.
So we'll see. This could be coming back. Officials meeting here.
There's a flag on the field.
Both teams are kind of like full sidelines are like met in the middle, and they're like, whoa, hold on. They had to throw up the break.
Yeah, they blew the whistle, and nobody listened to them. They kept running to the sideline.
Oh.
They're going to.
It was a Hanover Horton penalty declined.
Penalty was on the comments. Cardinals declined it. The extra point is good.
And there you go. You heard
again,
the PA announcer.
The Cardinals 46.
Of course you did.
So
your comments 14.
We're just going to leave it right here after that confusion. 11-18 to go in this one, 46-14. Michigan Center over Hanover Horton, just dominating here in the second half. So the first quarter, Michigan Center a big one, 21-0. And then Hanover Horton coming back into the game a little bit, getting some defensive stops and starting to get some consistency offensively, outscoring Michigan Center 14-6 in the second quarter. And right at the end of the first half, quarterback Devin Bevere took a big hit, sidelining him for the rest of the game. Yeah, and from there, that just caused that offensive inconsistency, personnel changes, couldn't really find their way back in it. And Michigan Center now, ever since then, here in the second half, outscoring Hanover Horton by 19-0 in the second half.
They've just been running away with it. I mean, well, Hanover Horton, to no fault of their own, just been reduced down to a one-dimensional offense.
Yeah. Well, and again, I hate to bring it up, but just like the Columbia Central game in week one, just when you, especially when you lose your starting quarterback, you have to drastically change kind of your approach, and it's just, it can be tough to overcome, and Hanover Horton hasn't looked the same as this one kicked to about the 15-yard line, pulled down at around the 30 for Lucas Nadell.
Returner number 4, Lucas Nadell, brought down by the Cardinals number 21, Braylon Villarreal.
That was a pretty good lick on there too. Some of the games we've had some really hard hits. You could hear the thump up here, but this hasn't. I mean, we've only had like the 1 or 2 here tonight.
So 31-yard line is where Hanover Horton will start their fourth drive of the half. Yep. Trying to find a way to get some offensive consistency. And they tried Austin Hochter at quarterback for a few snaps, but lately in the second half, it's been the freshman, Spencer Johnson. First and 10, takes the snap, fakes the handoff up the middle, looking at the pass, lines up, throw, and that's batted down, nearly intercepted
number
by
seven,
Jack Layer.
Spencer Johnson's pass falls incomplete.
There was a lot of Cardinals in that area of that pass. That was going to be a tough one to complete. He's probably lucky that it got batted down as opposed to, you know, what else could have happened there.
Yeah. Yeah, very fortunate.
But, you know, the bright side here is they're trying something different. They realize that up the gut wasn't working. So trying something a little different.
Clock stopped at 11:06, second and 10 from the 31. Man in motion, takes the snap, handoff up the gut on the right side slightly and down for a gain of about 4 yards. That was Ledger Inman on the carry.
Well, that's probably been their biggest play of the second half.
24, Ledger Inman, brought down.
Yeah, they have not had a single first down in the second half. That's 5 yards on the ground to the 36-yard line.
But you try a pass, and it opened up that running lane just a little bit, trying to keep them honest.
Third and 5, quick handoff up the middle. Inman able to get in for the first down. That might be close, but he was right at the marker.
Brought down by the Cardinals, number
I think they're going to give it to him. Yep.
Moving
first down.
Moving the sticks. See, just that one pass play over there has opened up their offense just a little bit, keeping the Cardinals honest on defense because up to that point, they've been crowding the line.
So, again, that was just the first down of the second half for Hanover Horton as they trail 46-14.
From the 42-yard line.
10-10 to go in the ball game. First and 10 from the 42, going from left to right in the second half. Quick handoff on the near side and down for a loss of yardage. Like 5 guys there to bring him down. Just
and no fries.
To go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Comments ball carrier number 5, Colin Griffiths.
You're going to need an arm and a leg for fries at this point there, my friend.
22, Andrew.
Oh, man.
40-yard line. It's a loss of 2.
I could have swore we were promised to 5 guys in Jackson.
It's on the way.
Right.
It's supposed to be going there next to that that sport clips as we got another handoff up the middle on a hurry-up play. It's third and long there on the carry with Brady Pond.
12, Brady
able to get some of that yardage that they lost back. Not much of it, but that's a little bit. Trying to get that one off there around the end. And just the center D is just zeroed in on the run.
And they've just got it locked in, and it didn't look like the passing game was a big part of this Hanover Horton offense coming into this game and just not able to overcome that. 9 minutes and counting left, third and 12. Quick handoff up the middle again, met by another wall. Wow, just can't really get anything going.
Now, as soon as they get to that line of scrimmage, that big 5-man front for Michigan Center is just stopping anything that comes their way.
It's a gain of 2 on the play. Now a 4th and 9 with a penalty marker on the play as the ball was snapped.
That looks like it's in the area of false start. Offsides.
Cardinals.
That's the second time we've been deceived.
Wow.
Brings up 4th and 4.
6 Michigan Center penalties, just 2 on Hanover Horton, but not like it's hurt Michigan Center at all in this one, leading by 32 points. 8:26 to go in this one, and that helps Hanover Horton bring
it
up to the 48-yard line, makes it a 4th and 4.
Aaron Ashley, report to the press box, please.
4th and 4. Hanover Horton trying to keep the drive alive. Takes the snap. Johnson, big sack in the backfield. Chris Fox.
There was nobody. He had 0.0 protection. Nobody in his way. Just came right on back on that blitz and laid a lick on him.
That's been the phrase of the game.
Well, I haven't felt like I said it that much. I've been, you know, forcing it.
So that's a loss of 9 yards.
First and 10 from the 39.
It's got to be. It's got to come out natural, you know.
There you go.
It's got to reflect well on me.
I'm not sure if this is reflecting well on you, my friend. But no, sorry there. 8:08 left in this ball game. Michigan Center takes over. If they score here, they can get the partial running clock going. Up by 32 points. Takes the snap. Handoff up the middle for Layard. He's going to slip on through, spinning and twisting and turning his way to the first down around the 25.
Yeah, it was like he was drying some laundry right there, as much spinning as he was doing. That was, get a little thump on a defender and spin his way out of it, thump into another one, spin the other way.
The comments number 56.
That was a good piece of running right there.
That's 13 yards, 17 yards and two carries for Layard.
Teach out, eventually able to make that stop and stop him from spinning.
Inside 8 minutes in this one. 32-point lead for Michigan Center. First and 10 from the 26-yard line. Quick handoff on the left side for Layard again. Another spin, and he's brought down this time only for about 2 yards.
Yeah, but he carried a defender with him for about two of those yards, too.
Him and a spin move right there.
That's, wow.
Maybe he should play basketball.
Brings up second.
Can I bring up the Chris
and
Berman?
Whoop! The 23.
It's basically what it's like.
Wow, that's...
So second down and 7 now for Michigan Center. 23-yard line left hash mark. 7, 10, and counting in the quarter. Snap, pitch out on the far side. Defender there. He hesitates, cuts back up. Down at around the 25. Loss of a yard. And it's going to be third down.
Well, even though he lost a yard, it was a good piece of running there. What you would mostly see is you'd see these running backs trying to get something
by several comments
out of nothing by turning it back, running around, trying to find.
Brings up third.
He knew it wasn't there. He just cut it, went straight forward, and got as much as he could.
Correction, third and 9.
That was the junior Andrew Rolander on his first carry of the game. Makes it third down and 9. Throw to the left side. That's going to be incomplete.
That's the second time we saw that quick little screen pass that way. And that's also the second time where he just overthrew him a little bit on the side. Making the throw as soon as he gets the snap and just missing the mark when they've tried to complete that play.
3 of 7, third down. For Michigan Center.
Fourth, I think.
Well, after that third down.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You're right.
And there you go. Now it's fourth down. Fourth and 9.
I just talk here.
It's what we're paid to do, though. Fourth and 9. They're going for it. Takes a snap. Hall on the far sideline. That one's caught. Able to dodge another defender. Brought down at around the 5. That is forward Nico again.
Hochter able to bring him down because that was going to be a score.
Zero, Adam Lay.
Oh, Adam Lay. Adam Lay that brought him down.
Cardinals first down.
So they got a fresh set of downs inside the 10.
2 of 2 on fourth down. And how many times I feel like we've seen this before where they're on the 25-yard line. Go for it on third or fourth down, and they get down to the 7-yard line. It's like deja vu going on here. Another 18 yards for forward. He's got 117 yards on 9 catches. 6:16 left in this one.
Keeper.
Michigan Center in the 10-yard line, and we've got a score. Trey Collins in
for a touchdown
as the backup quarterback this late in the game. And he's able to get the score scrambling, and we got the partial running clock going.
Yeah, that was a keeper right from the start. Just as soon as he got the snap, he tucked it and started running with it. Looked like it was supposed to come out here around the outside, but saw that got shut down, cut it in, ran around a few red jerseys, and able to find the end zone.
52-14, an absolute clinic being put on by Michigan Center on the road against Hanover Horton. Partial running clock going for the rest of the game. 6:11 to go. Extra kick is on its way. That one nearly blocked, but it does split the uprights, and it's good.
The Cardinals 53.
So
the
that will
14.
Now set up a 53-14 lead for Michigan Center. 6:11 left. We're back in 30 seconds. This is high school football on K105.3.
Here's your last word for the Spelling Bee Championship. Your word is best.
Best? Can you use it in a sentence?
Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics is the best orthodontist for braces and Invisalign.
Yes, Summit Orthodontics is the B-E-S-T for your braces and Invisalign. They even have the B-E-S-T TikToks.
Correct!
Yay, I'm going to use my winnings on my new Invisalign.
Schedule your appointment with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
We would like to thank the neighbors, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and College and Career Access Center for their support in today's coverage. Michigan Center up 53-14 over Hanover Horton.
We got a final. Columbia defeating Grass Lake 42-0.
Wow. Clinic there. And
kicking
that's
off for the Cardinals
a team, Grass Lake, that we're going to see next week against a really good Leslie team as well.
Thomas Radford Jr. providing us with a score, 31-14. Jackson on top of Pinckney with 5 minutes remaining.
Trying to get that win. This one is kicked off by Michigan Center, fielded at around the 16-yard line, running right up the middle, getting good blocking, slipping through everybody, 50-45-40, and brought down on Michigan Center side of the field for J.J. Russ.
Number 34, Jordan Withers making the stop. And, you know, he did that without any blockers. He just kind of found where the open spot was and ran right to it.
Brings up first and 10 for the Comets.
And almost got a score. I mean, their offense has kind of sputtered out here in the second half. Might have to make something happen on special teams.
Well, in Michigan Center, of course, with the partial running clock, they got their backups in, and they started to kind of trickle them in the last drive. First and 10 from the Michigan Center, 44. Handoff up the middle. Able to break through. Inman, 35-25. And now forced nearly out of bounds for a big first down.
Getting a first down and definitely their biggest play of the second half. Moving the sticks.
Down to the 26-yard line. Gain of 18.
A little something cooking here for the Comets. At the crater.
Yeah, and they got a running clock. Trying to at least get one more score for themselves. Trailing by 39 points. Takes the snap, 4:40 left and counting in this one. Running on the far side. Able to get a good run of about 5 there on the far sideline. That was Brady Pond, the sophomore.
12, Brady Pond, brought down by the Cardinals, number 55, Chris Fox.
All right, Mr. Fox.
Brings up second and 7.
Sly Mr. Fox making the stop for the Cardinals.
Gain of 3. It's second down and 7 from the 23-yard line, 4:10 and counting in this one. Hanover Horton, the snap here. A little bit bobbled, and I don't know. Michigan Center might have gotten that one. The freshman quarterback diving on it. Looks like it's kept by the Comets, but dodgy play there.
Oh, yeah. You could hear the crowd just go, ooh, when that one happened. That was – it feels like we've had, like, an issue on this side of the field with players slipping on the field, the 30-yard line tripping up a few. We're kind of back in that area again. We had other miscues with the ball in that area, too. It's something – it's like the Bermuda Triangle of the crater here.
Third down and 8. Handoff up the middle and – not going to make it. Going to be maybe about 2 or 3 yards on the play for fourth down.
They again just ran into that Michigan Center line, and they just shut that down.
Comets ball carry.
That was A.J. Fielder on the carry. Brings it back down to the 23, just 1 yard on the play.
Mason Bradley.
That clock is going quick, too. We're practically at the three-minute mark now.
Yeah. I mean, it would be running anyways, all these running plays. 3 minutes left and counting. 39-point lead for Michigan Center. Run up the gut. That's stopped quickly. And turnover on downs. Michigan Center will take over. Inman on the carry.
Thomas Ball carry number 24, Ledger Inman, brought down by the Cardinals number 22, Braylon Villarreal.
That'll be about the 23-yard line, so no gain.
Cardinals take over
for the turnover on downs.
Yeah, they just kind of flip the sticks around and
brings up first.
Wow, a whole lot of bodies coming in and off the field right now.
Yeah,
we got
23-yard line.
Got about 2.5 minutes of a JV game that we're going to be calling.
Yeah,
here.
Well, I mean, if you're center, you just burn up those 2 minutes. Get out of here. Keep everybody safe. Keep everybody healthy.
Michigan center, 53-14 here against Hanover Horton on the road. Well on their way to a 3-0 start.
Now, we did say this was a statement game. For one of these teams, this was a statement game, a classic Cascades matchup, and that's exactly what it was for Michigan center tonight.
Yeah, and you could see what this team could be at full health. Now, of course, we got to monitor Davion King removed from injury earlier in the game, but we will see as we've got a handoff on the right-hand side for Thomas Salmon, the junior.
For Thomas Salmon.
Well, it looks like they've got a little bit of positive yards, but they're taking a while before they snap it. They're just chewing up that clock right now. We're, under 90 seconds in this one.
Just 2 yards.
You're almost at take a knee standpoint here. Just
let this one go. I mean, it's going to go anyways. Second down and 8. 1:10 and counting in this one with the partial running clock, 35-plus point lead. Full running clock is 50-plus point lead. So at this point, the clock only stops or keeps running besides the normal boys on out of bounds and incomplete passes. We, funny enough, have not seen either since the running clock continued.
Jamie Porter brought down by the Comets number 2.
So a loss of yardage on this play, but again, the game's basically over. Got a player struggling to get up here.
Oh, he popped up.
That was quick. He threw us off there.
Maybe he was looking for contact.
Jamie Porter. Maybe he was. He was.
Oh, he's coming up a little gimpy. Yeah, he's limping off.
Oh, yeah. He was looking for the foul there. Seconds left. Third and long for Michigan center. Of course, this will be the last play of the game if they even snap it. Takes the snap, and it is just a kneel down. That's it.
At the end of the game, the Cardinals
53-14. Michigan center, an absolute statement win over Hanover Horton. Unbelievable. Didn't expect this big of an output, but Michigan center there, I think they're showing that they are for real in the Cascades 3 weeks
in. For sure. I mean, I think you and I both were expecting a competitive type of game based on what we've seen those first two from these two schools. And I got to admit, this is kind of a shocker.
I did not expect this sort of a blowout, but a great game all around. Hanover Horton had a good second quarter, but Michigan center dominated the other three en route to this victory. So we're going to step aside, and when we come back, myself and Mark W. Dale, we're going to break down what we saw in this one. Once again, final score from Hanover Horton, 53-14, big win for Michigan center. We're coming back shortly here on K105.3.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy,
littered with cracks and potholes?
Spruce it up with Wolverine Seal Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Seal Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Final score, Michigan Center 53, Hanover Horton 14 from the home of the Comets. And Mark W. Daly has a couple other finals from around Jackson County.
We have a 28-14 final with Grand Rapids Catholic Central getting the win. Out on Spring Arbor Road over the Lumen Christi football Titans. So Lumen Christi, 1-2
yes,
on the season
against
so far.
Tough competition. So they opened the season with a loss against Montini Catholic in Chicago, storied school over there, multi-time state champions the last couple of years, just like Lumen. And then, of course, getting the win last week against the reigning Division V state champions, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, and then, of course, facing the number one ranked team in Division V this week. So a very, very tough schedule for Lumen Christi.
We already mentioned the Columbia Central win over Grass Lake, shutting Grass Lake out. We've got a wild one in Pinckney. Jackson on top of Pinckney, 37-28 right now with 2 minutes to go.
That score just keeps racking up.
Yes, it does.
So,
whoever's there is calling a very competitive game.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a fun one right there. We'll monitor that one, but we'll wrap this thing up here. So Michigan Center, again, it was really just the second quarter that Hanover Horton won. They started to find something offensively, outscoring Michigan Center 14-6 in that quarter. But once starting quarterback Devin Bevere went down with an injury, it just really changed the dynamic of the game for Hanover offensively, and they just couldn't keep up in their defense at the same side. They just really couldn't get those stops consistently, but the offense was not out there for very long at all, and that puts your defense in a tough spot.
You're doing three and outs. Your offense was basically one-dimensional at that point. Michigan Center keyed in on it, and they just shut that down. As soon as your quarterback went down, they had nothing they could do. They couldn't move the ball at all.
Three different guys throwing a pass for Hanover Horton in this one, and they, looking at the team stats, only six total first downs. They were 3-for-11 on third down, 0-of-2 on fourth down. Just really couldn't get into a full rhythm, and specifically the running game, that tough, tough defensive line for Michigan Center just shut down almost everything. And the only success that they had was in that second quarter when they had a lot of the edge. They were able to get that nice running with Austin Hochter, but just the change dynamic with the quarterback injury just really killed any and all momentum that they had from that second quarter. And they went in to halftime with the momentum. They got that late score, brought them to within a two-score game.
Yeah.
And they just They had to come out at halftime. Hey, if they get a score here, they could bring it to within one score. Quick stop, then quick score for Michigan Center, and they ran away with it from there.
Yeah, the success just didn't materialize for the Comets in the second half.
Meanwhile, on the other side, you had 12 first downs for Michigan Center, 3 of 7 on third down, 2 of 2 on fourth down, and huge, huge games for several Michigan Center Cardinals in this one. Specifically, the quarterback Hayden Hinkle, 63 yards on 6 carries with 3 touchdowns. You can't forget about Braylon Brown either. 66 yards on 8 carries with a touchdown, 58 yards on 4 carries with a touchdown for Davion King, who did sustain an injury in the game, so hopefully he is healthy moving forward. And then speaking of forward, Brennan Forward, 9 catches for 117 yards. And Hinkle passing 13 of 19 in the air with 2 passing touchdowns as well. So A++ game for Michigan Center. They crushed it on both sides of the ball against the Hanover Horton team that through 2 weeks, it's like you're thinking, hey, maybe this is a team that isn't far off from last year's team. But I don't know. I don't know what to take away from this in that sense of, is Michigan Center just that good? Or maybe Hanover Horton, I don't know if you can really take this away, if they're maybe not as good as we thought. But I think, honestly, just from what we saw, I think, honestly, Michigan Center is just that good. I think they proved that they're for real in this
one. I think Michigan Center is good. This was a statement game for them. But if their quarterback doesn't go down on the Hanover Horton side,
that's
of things,
very true.
This is a very different game. Very different game. They weren't as one-dimensional in the first half. They were just very limited in what they could do in the third and fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, when they had a little something going on, when they did try that pass, it didn't work, but that opened up their offense the rest of the way. They had some success on that drive. But having the quarterback go down just really changed the dynamics of their offense for the second half of the game.
And not to mention that second drive of the game that, for Michigan Center, nearly had an interception as well. So you think, hey, if maybe Hanover Horton gets that interception, kind of at that time they're only trailing 8-0.
Yeah.
So, you know, that could be a different game at that point if they get. So, you know, it with the lead on the scoreboard, you think if a couple different plays go differently, could have been
a different
output. But, yeah, so I think, honestly, Michigan Center, they are looking good 3 weeks in. So big win for them one more time, 53-14, Michigan Center over Hanover Horton. TMWD, any final thoughts?
That horn on that truck out in the parking lot's working.
Yes, was the horn.
It's not stolen and put up here in the skybox.
Yeah, I was going to say the horn next to your eardrum that was also working.
No, just looking forward to more Cascades football next weekend. Grass Lake, Leslie?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see if the Warriors are able to bounce back from this loss at the hands of Columbia Central here.
Against the reigning Cascades champions, the Leslie Blackhawks. One more time, 53-14 final. Michigan Center over Hanover Horton. Michigan Center now 3-0. Hanover Horton drops to 1-2. That'll do it tonight for Mark W. Daly as well as Luke holding down the fort back in the studio. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school football on K105.3.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.